Welcome back, Bud Light Port Paradise.
Here we go. Bud Light Port Paradise, with two cruise ships, 4,000 shipments, and one private island concert. Find out how to get on board at facebook.com/Bud Light. Here we go.
And that was just the first night.
Rafts, a problem, according to State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
We could face a reciprocal denial of access for our consular officials when American citizens find themselves arrested or detained overseas.
Leal's lawyers argue the access could have kept him off death row. A Michigan killing spree ends with the alleged murderer committing suicide. Police say Roderick Dantzler killed 7 people and then himself while holding several others hostage. At later this morning, the government's monthly jobs report.
I would expect a better number in June than we had in May, largely because the general trend of data, while it shows slowing growth, shows continued growth.
That is Daniel Gross of Yahoo Finance. He expects at least 100,000 U.S. jobs were added in June. California, here they come. Britain's Prince William and wife Catherine will arrive in Los Angeles tonight for the final leg on their whirlwind North American tour. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. A daisy with 89 petals is an example of this mathematical set of numbers. Starting with 0, what is the 11th number in this series? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
It is usually the purview of car dealers, but now laptop makers are providing buyers with incentives. As tablets grow in popularity, makers of laptops want to grow their share in the one market that remains strong, college students. So USA Today says Apple is offering a $100 App Store gift card for Mac buyers. Hewlett-Packard is offering Xbox 360s. And a coalition of Internet service providers, including Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner, Cable, Cablevision Systems, and AT&T, have agreed to fight back against the illegal downloading of copyrighted films, music, and TV shows. They'll alert customers up to 6 times when it appears their account is being used for illegal downloading. Then the companies may slow down the web connection. Wall Street will be watching this morning to see whether the job market is picking up speed. After the better-than-expected report on the private job creation yesterday from payroll processor ADP, many analysts are raising their expectations. But on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down 3.5. Same for NASDAQ. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac, that's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
It is about freaking time. Good morning, everybody. Tony Tripiano with you on this Friday morning, and this is a shortened week, but it felt like a full one to me anyway. Once we got going, well, it hit the fan. It absolutely did. What a day. Nice to see you could unblock the phones, Jeff. Appreciate that. And I know we don't get a lot of calls, but still, son. I thought maybe you were working against me there for a minute. Come on, Radford. Come on. Come on, Radford. You can do it.
Yeah, I know. We're all ready to go now.
All right. You sure? You don't want to get in your way. What are you, playing hard to get or something this morning?
There we go. All right.
It's that button, and when you press it... Well,
then you're on.
Yeah, you taught me that.
Yeah, I got it. I just had to find headphones. I couldn't hear you when I was talking.
So we found out yesterday that sometimes technology fails us, Jeff.
I guess so. You send an email at noon, and you don't get it till 5 in the morning the next day.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't get it because you had to re-forward it. Yeah, I didn't get it. It's weird. Sometimes it happens, obviously.
There was some good stuff in that email, too.
There is. You know, I'm sitting here looking at it, and I'm going, well, we could have talked to... This would have been called drunken puppy buying. I'm not so sure what that's about because I hadn't had a chance to click over on it.
No, but. That is a good... That's a. I just thought I'd throw that in there. It's in New York City. Apparently, a lot of bars surround this one pet shop, and they had a lot of people coming straight over from the bars and saying how cute the puppies were, so they were buying them, and then buyer's remorse the next day and taking them back. So this pet shop owner just decided to ban drunken puppy buying.
Well, that actually makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, that puppy's so freaking cute. I go, man, is that puppy cute?
There's nothing that tops off a good night of drinking at the bar like taking home a puppy.
You know, I'm going to leave that one alone.
And then waking up in the morning and realizing that the puppy has then, you know, chewed up all your stuff and peed everywhere. So.
You should have gone home with the fat chick, dude.
Then again, maybe it was you. You know, at that point, you have no idea who's peeing all over the place.
You're right. It could have been. Or puking all over the place, for that matter. Well, unfortunately, we're not going to get to that story today because technology failed us. Actually, we did just get to that story, didn't we?
We basically did the story already.
Yeah, absolutely. We did get to that story already. We got a full day today. We've got Ben Newman, the bagel dude, the Detroit Institute of Bagels. I can't wait to have that conversation.
Me either, but I don't know. I mean, is it because we're thinking of how tasty the bagels probably are?
Well, of course, but it's a neat story. I mean, and we'll get into it at 7 o'clock, but it's a neat story. I mean, this guy's got an urban planning background. He's got a passion for bagels. He's marrying these two things, and I think that the whole region benefits from that, and I see franchises in his future.
And that would be very cool, especially the way he's starting it up.
Right, because he's actually, it's a really interesting system. We'll get into it, but it's really interesting. By the way, I had a technology snafu in my office yesterday, which befuddled me to no end. I ended up wasting about an hour and a half of my time. Have you ever had a technology snafu and it just wastes an amazing amount of time?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have two printers in my office. And, of course, you know, being unprepared as I was, I ran out of ink in my main printer, which is not a big deal because I have another printer. I couldn't get the other printer to work. No matter what. And it's worked in the past. So I don't know what the deal is. I couldn't configure it. I downloaded drivers. I rebooted the system. I turned off the printer. I restarted the printer. I tried everything in my power to get this freaking printer to work, and it would not work. So I had a real problem printing stuff. And so I don't have a lot of stuff in front of me today. So if the show's over with by 8:15, that's why, because it's my printer. But it really, I mean, I sucked away 90 minutes of quality afternoon work time because I couldn't get my printer to work. And it's very frustrating. Anybody that's ever had that experience, which is probably anybody that has a computer, it's really, really frustrating.
It's frustrating when you waste a lot of time that you know you could have put towards a different effort. Kind of like sitting in a hospital for 2 hours.
Well, what did I do yesterday?
The same thing.
Yeah. You know, I had an appointment yesterday morning right after the show. I called Jeff at about, I don't know, it was a little after noon I think.
Yep.
And just bitching and moaning because I'd sat there for so long. And then what did you do yesterday afternoon, Jeff?
Then I went to the hospital and sat there for 2 hours. So 2 hours I sat waiting and then 20 minutes of talking to a physician's assistant who was very helpful. And then I saw the actual doctor for 20 seconds.
Right. And then that was it. And you basically walked out of there really not knowing anything more than you knew when you walked in.
I felt lighter. A little lighter on my feet. That's probably because my wallet
got
attacked.
Your wallet got lighter. That's right. Absolutely right. You know, you have learned in the last month why we need health care reform in this country.
Oh, I'm about to learn even more because apparently I've got, I didn't know that they break them down into separate bills. And so I'm going to see. I got one already, which blew my mind. And then three more are supposedly on the way. Because when you get an MRI, that's a separate bill. And
right.
Then there's a doctor who reads the MRI, who I've never seen, who just wrote up a report. And then I guess that's another bill. And then yesterday, for the doctor to come in 20 seconds and say, do you have pain? And I say, no. And he says, well, you're fine. That's another bill. So,
welcome to the real world. Yeah, it's ugly. And you have insurance, but it's real basic package, right?
Yeah, it's like if I die, then maybe they'll pick up part of it. I think it's something like, or if I lose limbs, some I don't know. I have to read the fine print.
All right. Well, maybe it's time. I offered you at the beginning to look into health care for you.
I know.
Are you ready to go there now?
Yeah, I'm going to check my options now because it's, yeah. The funny thing is, and again, this goes back to the book that we were talking about, but you don't, no one takes action until it affects them personally. And so here we are. It's affecting me personally, and I'm ready to take action now.
Yeah, well, you know, you just let me know when you're ready, and I'll start doing some homework for you, pal.
Yeah,
more than happy to do that.
I'll do some homework as well. I don't want to put it all on you.
Let's talk Tigers. Well, I'm your employer. It is on me.
All right, let's talk Tigers.
Okay. I don't know why. I still think in the back of your head you're thinking this isn't going to work out. I seriously do. I think that in the back of your head you go, you know what? I don't want to commit myself too fully to the show. It's all right. You know, I understand. At least I know where your allegiance is now.
It's with the Tigers.
Okay. I'm going to allow you to change the subject because we do have time to consider here. We've got a break coming up. The Tigers did win last night. Very happy about that. Max Scherzer pitched one hell of a game, as he should be. Won his 10th game of the season. So very happy about that. Still not a lot of numbers offensively, but it was enough, of course, to win us a game.
How much of that do you think is because the pitching coach has been changed from Rick Knapp to Jones?
Zero.
It's funny. It's interesting. I don't know if that's the guy, but for some reason, that's... I love Scherzer. I think the guy's great. Answers all your questions. But for some reason, it's stuck in my head that it's his struggles, I guess, that kind of escalated the firing episode. I don't know why. I'm not basing this on anything.
Really? Just a feeling?
I have a feeling. I don't know why. But he pitched much better yesterday, so I'm hoping that this continues the rest of the season.
Well, of course. Of course. Of course, you know, here we go again. What did the Indians do yesterday?
They
walk
won.
Off grand slam home run to win the game.
So we're still 1.5 games in behind.
Is it still all smoke and mirrors in Cleveland?
Yes. Oh, give me that's a completely... They're going to fall off in the second half.
Okay. Well, you said that 3 weeks ago.
Well, and they fell off to a certain point, but then the Tigers started losing too, so it allowed the Twins and the White Sox to start catching up. By the way, White Sox lost yesterday, so...
Well, that's a good thing.
4 games now behind the Tigers they are.
No, that's a good thing. We need to keep winning. We need to keep winning. So we've got Kansas City. Kansas City's not a very good team this year, although it looked at the beginning of the season like they were going to be a ball club, but that didn't last very long, did it?
No, they get some pitching, and they got a lot of young, talented players coming up. So if they could trade, maybe, you know, they trade Butler for some pitching, that's how I would approach it anyway. because they got a lot of young guys that are going to start taking up the spots, then they could be really good in a couple of years. But, they, you know, they've been saying that for a long time in Kansas City.
Okay. Well, again, we've got a weekend full of baseball. So it's a four-game series with the Kansas City Royals. And we can win three or four, stay within striking distance. And this is it until, no, there's, is this until the All-Star break? Is
yep.
This the, yep.
Which, by the way, our boy Victor Martinez did not make.
No, he did not. But I loved that commercial you played it for us yesterday. You don't have to play it again because it's sad now because he didn't get in.
Right, yeah. If he would have won, I would have played it again.
It was cute. It was really cute. By the way, interestingly, Jim Leland has announced that Verlander will pitch Sunday and will pitch the first game back after the All-Star break.
Keep him on his little five-day rotation.
Right. I thought that was kind of clever. I mean, when was the last time you think a pitcher pitched back-to-back games like that?
Good question. Probably the last time someone started the last game before the All-Star game. And then
well,
started.
Gee, yeah, I couldn't have come up with that one on my own, Jeff. So.
I kind of, didn't you kind of wish that he wouldn't have pitched Sunday so that maybe, you know, with Avila being announced as the starting catcher, you could have gone.
Yeah, that would have been cool to have Verlander, you know, if Verlander started the game, I'm just assuming he would have. Yeah, it would have been cool for Verlander to pitch with Avila behind the plate. Absolutely, that would have been very cool.
The battery would have been the Tigers. It would have been interesting.
But, alas, it did not happen, and it will not happen. But I think it's, you know, Justin Verlander is actually in the driver's seat here. Dude, he gets to go, all expenses paid to the All-Star game, and doesn't have to do anything but show up.
That's a dream right there.
Come on! I mean, how bad can that be? You know, to be the premier pitcher in the American League and not even have to do anything once you get there.
It's almost as good as being a relief pitcher.
Yeah, you're right. It is. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, we'll run down what we got going on. We got some audio to get to you. I've got some announcements to make, because tomorrow I'm in Lapeer. Want to make sure some of you get there. Don't want to be by myself, not that I will be, but we'll walk through all of this stuff. It is a Friday first shift program. Thanks for punching in, 1310 WDTW. We'll take the break and be right back.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on first shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, all moving great right now, even through our construction zone on M59 from Crooks to Opdyke and the ramps between 75 and 59, construction through there as well. You got to follow the detours, but we're not seeing any kind of slowdown so far.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 86. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, a low near 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Mortgage rates are as low as 2.65%, 3.05% APR. Go to LendingTree.com, where refinance customers save an average of $301 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid radio show is for you.
The My Great Kid radio show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
Don't let gas prices slow down your summer fun. Get 5% cash back when you fill up and use your Discover card. Limitations apply. Learn more details and sign up at discover.com. It pays to get more. It pays to Discover.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Let me remind you, our toll-free number, if you care to join us in this hour, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And man, did I get some whacked-out emails yesterday from conservatives. They're not going to call the show, but man, they love to berate me via email. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, very simply, as of now, with what you currently know, do you support right-to-work laws for Michigan workers? Early on in the show, it is clear that most of you, all of you, in fact, all of you do not support right-to-work laws in the state of Michigan. Obviously, that makes a whole lot of sense to those of us that are paying attention. Jeff, did you have a chance to go look at that website during the break that I told you about?
I did.
Was it not worth it?
It was, yeah, it's worth the price of admission.
Can you imagine seeing that every morning?
This is a horrible radio topic because you have to actually see what we're talking about.
No, you don't. I'm just saying. I just a simple question, then I'll move on.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be really nice to see that every morning.
There you go.
You know, interestingly, and one of the things that you sent me was a link to a story that people would not mind. By the way, 69% of people would not mind, Jeff, having their taxes raised if it meant protecting entitlement programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
Isn't that odd? Because I
don't think it is odd.
I could have swore, though, if you listen to a certain Republican lawmakers, that nobody wants that.
Well, and we know that's not true, and we're going to get to that in here in just a few moments. I found it fascinating, but I did not find it odd. I truly did not. I honestly believe that when people are faced with tough choices, that they would rather protect what they know they will need at some point. And, you know, in a way, that this makes me feel very, very good about the American people, because they understand that although this may not be something that they have to participate in now, A, they've paid into it their entire lives, right? I mean, that's number one. They want to protect that for themselves. They want to know that these programs are going to be there when they need them. So if it takes a little cash out of your pocket to guarantee a little more cash, people are willing to do that. That does not surprise me. I think the American people are very resilient people, and they understand when it's time to make a real sacrifice, they're willing to do it. I'm very encouraged by that.
And that's basically what we're talking about. I guess maybe I'm having an assumption here, but it's the middle class and working people. They didn't poll the rich fat cats. I mean, this is average Americans saying that they would do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we're going to come back to this story, but it is fascinating. It is fascinating. And we'll throw the question out there for our audience. Are you willing to pay a little more in taxes to make sure that in the entitlement programs that we have come to respect and expect when we need them will be there? Are you willing to pay a little more taxes now to make that happen? 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, Or you can send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Now, before I get on, I gotta get to what we're going to talk about today, and I got to get to some of the speaking stuff I got coming up. I do want to remind you that we've got some neat stuff to give away. I've got only one pair of tickets left to Liz Winstead's show tomorrow at the Eagle Theater in Pontiac. So if you want them, it's really going to be first come, first serve. The first person to either call for the tickets or send me an email, that's it, it's over. And then I will have them at the box office for you. I got rid of the other set, so I've only got one set left. So if you want to go to the to her show tomorrow, she again is the co-creator of The Daily Show. Should be a very funny show. I know my wife and I are looking forward to going. So if you want those tickets, now's the time. Either call right now or send me an email right now, because that's it. They're gone, and then I will put them at the box office. We have copies of the book Get Up, Stand Up, and we still have a few copies of the Wisconsin Workers' Uprising documentary to give away. So that's what happens when you call. We have gifts. By the way, approve the final design and layout for the First Shift bumper sticker, which will be to us very, very soon. So looking forward to that. In the meantime, what do we have going on today?
You're not printing those out on your printer, are you?
No, I am not. No. No, I am not. I'm having them professionally printed. Why would you say that?
I'm just checking because I know that the printer's down a little bit right now.
Especially that printer. No, then we'd all be screwed. None of us. I can't figure out what I'm going to do to get that printer working. I literally spent an hour and a half trying to get the dang thing to work. And I know it works because I've used it. That's the crazy part. Anyway, what do we have going on today? We said a little earlier, Ben Newman will be with us. Ben is, of course, with the Detroit Institute of Bagels, and we'll be talking to him about that. Doug Pratt with the Michigan Education Association joins us at 7:30. The MEA is now totally behind the recall effort. We're going to find out why and what changed their mind. I don't think you'll be surprised at all. And the mighty might of the MEA, I'm sure, is welcome news to the FireRickSnyder.org people. There's no question about that. Joe DeSano, our political insider, will be with us as well. We've got one story especially that's just blowing my mind. Blowing my mind. So we will, we're going to get to that. I'm telling you, it's about a young kid that's running for Warren City Council. But when you find out what his alias is, you might not be so inclined to vote for this guy. We'll get to that as well. We are going to go to the phones again. 888-552-3595 is the number. Let's go to Don in Detroit. And, Don, it's a pleasure to have you on First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I wanted to say thank you for bringing up that issue about Social Security and Medicare. I believe the average American will accept a raise in taxes if it was to protect Social Security as well as Medicare. And I believe the American people are ready for a single-payer health care system. And I believe the Republicans, I'm not trying to call them out, but they have put themselves out front in support, and they have caused a divide between the wealthy and those that make over $250,000 or $100,000 or more, at odds with average Americans making $50,000 or less.
Don's a smart guy. Don, you're a smart guy. You've obviously been doing your homework.
Yes. I try to keep up with things locally, and I'm not as astute, but I try to inform people of what's going on, because I don't mind Rick Snyder taxing our pension funds. But if you're going to tax our pension funds, use it for roads, use it for education, not to give corporations tax breaks. That is a misuse of the public interest.
You see, Don, you have proven what this study that we were just mentioning says, that the American people are willing to make a sacrifice as long, Don, as that sacrifice benefits the common good.
Right.
And if it doesn't, then we're against it. And so, you know, maybe that's the difference. And I'm assuming you're a Democrat, Don. I don't know that to be sure. Are you?
I have become a Democrat over the years because the rhetoric in the Republican Party has gone so extreme, I could no longer stay in the Republican Party.
Well, welcome to the Democratic Party. We appreciate that a great deal. Don, thank you for the call. Don's paying attention. I like Don. Don's paying attention. Don gets it. Don understands that you know, like you should all understand, if you pay attention to what's going on, if you have an opportunity to express yourself, because you do have a voice, you know, Don's a smart guy. I like Don. I want everybody to be like Don. Pay attention. 888-552-3595. Are you willing to pay a little bit more in taxes to again, protect the entitlement programs that you need to be there when you need them? It's a simple question. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good Friday morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. It all looks great right now. If you're on the roof or coming from 94 out to 75, that stretch moving along great. We're not yet seeing the volumes build, which we may not get a lot of that this morning. As you head further west out towards Southfield Road, it looks good. Out to M10, you can go all the way out to 275, and you find all of 696 doing great.
Drive through McDonald's and grab a new French vanilla frappe. It's a refreshing, slow sipping experience that's full of sweet, rich vanilla flavor from the first sip to the last, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Try a new French vanilla frappe today. Only available at McDonald's.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there's a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 86. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, a low near 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. In Wisconsin, they had Walkerville. In New York City, Bloombergville. And now in Minnesota, they have Downeyville. The name targets State Representative Keith Downey due to his role in proposing a 15% state employee cut that would see nearly 5,000 lose their jobs. Minnesota's government has been shut down for 8 days, and workers have been gathering daily in hopes legislators will reach an agreement with Governor Mark Dayton. St. Paul City Council member Melvin Carter spoke on Wednesday.
If they succeed, their plan would leave us with closed libraries, locked rec centers, fewer police and firefighters, and even higher property taxes than we're already paying today. We deserve better.
Both sides are blaming each other for the shutdown. However, the governor isn't up for re-election until 2014, and many of the Republicans in the legislature are up next year.
We are watching you. There's a report card coming. You better get to work or you won't be coming back. Thank you.
The theme heard in Minnesota echoes the theme throughout the country. Protesting taxpayers want state governments to stop balancing budgets on the backs of low and middle income workers and instead raise taxes on the top 2%. Minnesota AFL-CIO President Shar Knutson.
So their so-called budget plan that would only balance the budget on the backs of middle-class families like you and me, and not even that, it would eliminate jobs rather than create the jobs.
390 Blue Cross Blue Shield workers in the Buffalo, New York area are locked out of their jobs despite being willing to work. Hundreds of members of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, Local 212 in Buffalo, New York, are protesting the lockout by HealthNow New York Incorporated, doing business as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. Dina Fox, business representative of OPEIU Local 212, says the company refused to agree on a fair contract as the union tried to negotiate more job security.
Before we got out of bargaining on that night, our membership received robocalls from their employer telling them not to report for work. This is not a strike. This is a lockout. The workers did not come together and say, we don't want to work. The workers are saying, we want to work if we want a fair collective bargaining agreement.
Fox says 164 positions have been lost at Buffalo's Blue Cross Blue Shield facility in the past 4 years. The union is trying to bring jobs back while the company insists on total outsourcing freedom. Fox says these workers are just middle-class Americans trying to provide for their families.
These are everyday, day-to-day folks trying to pay their bills, make a living, and make sure they can provide for their families.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Thanks, Jillian. Appreciate that. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. Again, the question's out there, and we're going to get to some audio here in just a moment, but are you willing to pay a little more in taxes. And, again, a Quinnipiac poll out there, 69% said yes, absolutely. If we were to protect our entitlement programs, I would be willing to pay. I'm on record, by the way, day one of this program, saying that I'm willing to pay my fair share. I really am. And I am, I assure you. I'm paying my fair share. There's no question about it. Let's go to the phones and welcome Jim and Novi to First Shift. Hey, Jim, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, about Social Security. You know, it's not part of the budget.
Oh, I realize that.
So why did he keep talking about cutting Social Security?
Well, they're not necessarily talking about cutting Social Security. Once again, it's about raiding Social Security, Jim, and we need to stop doing that.
Doing what?
Rating Social Security, taking that money and using it in the budget process. Our politicians have been doing it for years.
Well, the politicians keep talking like, you know, they're going to cut Social Security to fix the budget. It's not part of the budget.
Well, but if they raid the Social Security fund, Jim, then it is going to does affect the budget.
How? When it's... It doesn't come from the taxpayer's income tax.
I understand that, Jim. The way one has been happening now for too many decades, actually, is that they take the monies that's in Social Security, that's in, supposedly they call it the lock box, that's not locked. They keep using that money for programs instead of leaving that money alone. Jim, had politicians left that money alone, it's not unlike what Governor Snyder did with our proposal, with the Proposal A money for school funding. If you leave it alone, there's enough money to take care of what it needs to take care of. But our politicians keep stealing that money, Jim. That's the only point we're making. So in order to not tap into those funds, if we were to pay more taxes in another area, they wouldn't be tapping into those funds, Jim, is what we're saying.
Okay, real quick on the bridge.
Yes, sir.
That's a bridge to China. It's supposed to be hooked up to the Can-Mex Highway, so they don't have to pay, so the Mexican truck drivers can go directly to Canada. They want to make a big link from Mexico to China, and that bridge is a bridge to China.
The bridge in Detroit will be a bridge to China.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll have to do some. Jim, I'll have to do some homework on that one. Yeah, well, you know, again, you're getting into an area that's unfamiliar to me. So I'll check that out. I'll check that out, no question. 888-552-3595. My old pal Tony in Dearborn's on the line. Tony, welcome to First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us. What's on your mind, buddy?
I just wanted to talk about Social Security for a minute from, like, a younger worker's perspective. Because, you know, all the time you'll hear from the right that young folks don't think Social Security is going to be there for them. But I think the only reason that is because they keep saying they want to destroy it, so it won't be there. In my opinion, if we just raise the cap, because Social Security contributions are capped after like $100,000 of income, if we got rid of that, it would shore up everything there.
Yeah, you know, Tony, you're right. I don't know why that there's a cap. I don't know why that we don't raise the cap. And we could just raise the cap, and I know this from past conversations. If we raise the cap to $250,000 as opposed to $100,000, you're right. It would immediately eliminate and allow us to fund Social Security for decades to come. I just don't know why they make this so difficult, because the solutions are actually quite simple.
Right. That's one of the things that's in the Congressional Progressive Caucus's People's Budget. That's one of their steps in there to help with all our social programs and things like that. I suggest everybody take a look at that. Yeah. Also, in Dearborn, Saturday, tomorrow, we'll be in front of City Hall circulating Snyder petitions for the recall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. Well, folks, if you're in the Dearborn area, two things. If you want to volunteer to collect signatures, or if you haven't yet signed a petition in front of Dearborn City Hall, and it'll be a beautiful day to be downtown Dearborn, Tony, tell them there's a lot of good stuff to do in downtown Dearborn, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Tony, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Folks, if you get a chance and you're in Dearborn tomorrow, go out and fill out a petition. You know, you got to sign your name. You got to make sure that we get this done. Speaking of tomorrow, let me quickly mention before I move on and get to some audio that we have. Tomorrow at noon, I will be speaking in Lapeer at the Lapeer County Courthouse behind the old historic courthouse in downtown Lapeer. Now, the events actually start at 10:45 at the Meyer in Lapeer, and you can be part of the group that actually will march over to City Hall, and then the speakers begin at noon, and this is a nonpartisan rally to restore some sanity and to take your vote back. And so, again, to me, there's nothing more nonpartisan than democracy, period. So if you believe in democracy, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. A lot of Republicans very unhappy with what the Republican legislature in the state of Michigan is doing right now. I think that if you were to talk to people that are collecting petition signatures, both for the Governor Snyder, the emergency financial manager law, or those that are involved in either state rep or state senate recall campaigns, they will tell you there are a lot of very disgruntled Republicans. So tomorrow, I will be in Lapeer in support of their effort. And then tomorrow night, I will be joining my wife, and we will be going to the fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of Michigan at the Eagle Theater in Pontiac, where Liz Winstead will be celebrating with the show there, and we're going to look forward to seeing that program. Also, very quickly, and Jeff, I got to tell you, we got an amazing email response to the organ donation segment we did on the show yesterday. Got the most lovely, lovely voicemail from Ramona Chapman, who was with us yesterday. What a nice lady she was. But we got a really great response to that segment.
That's good.
He says eloquently, that's good.
That is good. I said the one thing I wanted to make sure she talked about, she hit right away. The myth behind people putting it on their driver's license.
You know, and the odd thing is I'd never even heard that before, but obviously it's a pretty big thing because it's the first thing that came out of her mouth was that, and for those that don't understand what we're referencing, Jeff had asked the question, you know, is it a myth or is it a fact that if you've got an organ donation sticker on your license that they don't work as hard to save you, which I thought was kind of funny, but it wasn't funny at all because apparently it is a misnomer that we have now corrected. No, that is absolutely not the case. And you have an aunt that works in an emergency room. She told you that that was a myth as well, right?
Right.
Okay. So anyway, their Walk for Life, the Gift of Life folks, Walk for Life, is on July 23rd. So those of you that are interested, you're going to want to go to www.mottep lifewalk.org, mottep lifewalk.org. And if you want tickets for tomorrow's show at the Eagle Theater for Liz Winstead, miplannedparenthood.org, miplannedparenthood.org. Go get your tickets there now. I've got one set left to give away, so if you want to go to the show, I'm going to leave them at will call for you. But you got to call the show or send me an email, and we'll do that. All right, very quickly, can we get some audio in? What can we get in, Jeff, before we go to break? Help me out here.
We can do the Ezra Klein one.
Ezra Klein says the stimulus package saved us. Let's hear what he had to say about how it saved us.
To put it in political perspective, I know the bailout is unpopular, and I know the stimulus is unpopular. If we hadn't had the two of them, if we had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing, we would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial crisis, not a crisis, but a meltdown.
Yeah, and we would have had a financial crisis and a meltdown. We would have had both. They don't have to be mutually exclusive. We would have had both in spades. Fundamentally, I don't understand, especially with Bachman. You know, Jeff, we didn't get to it yesterday, but, you know, she's really into foster care, which is a wonderful thing that she's so into foster care. Foster care is a very, very important program. Yet, as a Republican, she's actually against funding foster care programs.
Yeah, that was the unique dilemma that she faces. She's against adding spending in certain areas, and yet she's a big foster care person, and the people that were trying to help foster kids out were looking for her to support them.
Well, here's the problem. If anybody, my family's been involved in foster care for many, many years. My mom and dad were, one of my sisters is. you know, it is not cheap. And although you don't, quote unquote, make money as a foster parent, and you don't make money, it basically get enough money from the state to cover whatever expenses, and it doesn't actually quite cover the expenses to care for a child. And so I guess the Bachmans come for money, Jeff. I'm just assuming that they've got some money, so maybe they don't need the money to take care of the foster kids they take care of, and that's fine for them. But there are a lot of very loving families that need that financial assistance to help take care of foster children. And to support, you know, ending funding for foster care programs is really counterintuitive and certainly not very compassionate. So I don't know how Michelle Bachmann can go out there and say that she's pro-foster children, pro-foster care, and then turn around and say, but we can't fund it. You can't have it both ways, Michelle. You just can't. All right, we've got more audio to get to on the other side. Of course, feel free to join us. Are you willing to pay a little bit more in your taxes to upend and support your entitlement programs that you need to be there for you when you need them? 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. A quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, President of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their families.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, the Quinnipiac poll, 69%. By the way, nearly half of Republicans said, yes, we need to pay, if we need to pay more taxes to take care of our entitlement programs, we're willing to do that. And I'm not surprised by this poll, not at all. As we know, there are quote-unquote secret negotiations going on the budget ceiling, and the Republicans and Democrats are coming out with two very, very, very different versions of what's happening. I want to play a little audio now from Senator Orrin Hatch, and then we'll come back and talk about that a little bit.
Last week, in a shameful display of class warfare, the president did specifically call for some tax increases on the rich. That includes 800,000 small businesses, by the way, where 70% of the jobs come from. But that is the exception that proves the rule. By and large, the president avoids the effectual truth of his mission to get rid of tax expenditures. Massive tax increases on the middle class American families, to whom he promised immunity from tax increases when he was running for president. Instead, he and other members of the party of tax increases refer to tax expenditures as spending through the tax code. How seriously should we take his rhetoric?
Well, we should take his rhetoric, Senator Orrin Hatch, quite seriously, but I think that you are misrepresenting what the president's saying, and that 800,000 does not include small businesses. So I have to take you to task on some of your rhetoric. But obviously, you know, and Jeff and I were having this conversation before the show, you know, everybody, all these Republican lawmakers keep telling us what the president is saying, yet none of us hear the president saying it. So who is he saying it to? Is he saying it to them personally? Is it part of these secret negotiations that we aren't privy to? We just don't know. We just don't know. And so we need to be careful how we go forward. This next piece of audio is from the Reverend L. Sharpton, who does his own radio show, talking to Congressman Joe Walsh. Go ahead, Jeff.
Joining me now is Republican Congressman Joe Walsh from Illinois, a freshman lawmaker who was elected just last year with Tea Party support. So, Congressman, are Republicans using a gun against the American people in these budget talks like the president says?
Hey, Reverend Sharpton, good to be with you. You know, I got to just to start, I'm amazed he uses that type of an analogy. I mean, if a Republican talked that way, the media would jump all over him. The man's got no shame. Look, this debt ceiling issue, this crisis has got to be dealt with. And we're not holding a gun to anybody's head. But I am not going to place another dollar of debt on the backs of my kids and my grandkids unless this city structurally changes the way they spend money.
Well, wait a minute. No shame is, so therefore you're saying that it is not shameful for Republicans to say that seniors with Medicare and people that are poor with Medicaid should sacrifice, but people with private jets and with all kind of corporate loopholes, they shouldn't sacrifice? I mean, we're talking about shame here?
Again, Reverend Sharpton, the president's got your talking points. If I had a dollar for every time he said tax on private jets, I'd be a millionaire. He does not understand, and I said this last week, the train has passed him by. He doesn't understand how serious this spending crisis is, and he has no clue as to what he's done to contribute to this crisis.
Really? He has no clue what he's done to contribute to this crisis, and he really doesn't understand what's going on. The President of the United States, freshman Congressman Joe Walsh, with Tea Party support, is trying to tell me that my president doesn't understand the serious economic situation that we're in. We can't take you seriously when you talk that way. And last but not least, for audio in this hour, let's go to Senator Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer of New York, or Democrat, who points out that the taxes the Dems are looking to add are really, really for the richest Americans. Let's hear what he has to say.
I do think the deficit problem is real, and over the next 10 years, we have to get a handle on it. But in the immediate short term, most of us, in fact, the Democratic leadership sent a letter to the negotiators saying that job creation should be part of it as well, particularly in the early years. I'd like to see some spending on infrastructure. Our infrastructure is really in need of repair, and that creates the kinds of construction jobs jobs that normally would be created by the private sector and the housing industry, but isn't being created now. So we would like to do that, and perhaps jobs will be part of this package. I hope so. I'm a little less optimistic on that regard and than I am on trying to get revenues. We've drawn a really strong line on revenues. I'm glad we're here this week. I'm glad we're debating that resolution. And I think if we stick with it, the public will finally understand that the sort of trick that Republicans use, which says Democrats want to raise taxes, meaning letting the average person think it's theirs, when it's only we want to make sure that those at the highest income participate in the pain that everybody else has to participate in. I think we're making some progress in that regard.
And I think we are making some progress in that regard. You know, again, it's all about semantics, and I understand it's about politics, and the Republicans are going to spin it their way, and the Democrats are going to spin it their way. But in that is there is some truth in what is being said by Chuck Schumer's and others on the Democratic side, on the Democrats' side. All right, the Democrats are dialoguing in a proper way. So let's be mindful of that. Let's be mindful of that. And you know, it's one thing to spin it toward your point of view, but to lie, to outright lie, like Orrin Hatch did and like Joe Walsh did, is just fundamentally wrong. I mean, it's wrong to do that to the American people. You know, and we want the truth. And this is where, again, the president needs to show a little more leadership. I've been very upfront about that. Before we have to get away from this hour, let me go back to the phones very quickly and welcome Bo in Detroit. Bo, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Listen, we should play the remainder of that tape by Orrin Hatch.
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, he seemed to have blamed poor people for the situation that we're in. I mean, the ending of it, you didn't play it, but it was on MSNBC a couple of days ago where he seemed to be blaming the poor people for being poor and that they need to sacrifice some as if they have not sacrificed already. You know, and like you said, the Republicans don't seem to want to tell the truth, but, you know, I mean, I guess that's part of propaganda. You have to tell a lie over and over again and assume that people will believe it because you've said it so many times.
Well, Bo, ultimately, I'm very concerned, and I'm glad that you said that exactly the way you said it. These are lies, and these Republicans continue to tell lies. And that's why we have to continue on a daily basis to have this conversation over and over and over again. And I'm not trying to counter a lie. I'm just trying to present the truth.
That's all. That's all that's necessary. You got to keep doing it just like they keep doing it.
Absolutely. And so as long as we don't stop, as long as we don't give up, Bo, as long as we, with all the passion we can muster and all the truth we can find, continue to do that, we call it truth to power, we will end up the winners in this. But we have to continue, Bo, to fight that good fight. Thank you so much for your call. A quick break for the top of the hour. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. And then on the other side, Ben Newman with the Detroit Institute of Bagels. After that, Doug Pratt from the Michigan Education Association. And what is a stunner for many, and they're getting involved in the fight. We'll take the break here on 1310 WDTW, and we'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update continues to be moving along great for anybody who's coming down Woodward. Looks like you can head down towards 696 without seeing any kind of big problems there. If you're using Van Dyke to come in towards 696, that looks good. And the route through between Van Dyke and Woodward, in fact, the whole stretch, they're just not seeing any kind of delays or slowdowns yet.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 86. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. A low near 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. Right now, Metro Airport, it's overcast and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. It could be an historic day for NASA as Atlantis is scheduled to lift off on the shuttle program's final mission, but will the weather cooperate? CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live from the Kennedy Space Center with the latest.
Matt, we've had some spotty rain here. Dawn reveals high cloud cover, and according to NASA, the four shuttle astronauts are getting a weather briefing right now. The forecast calls for increasing clouds and the chance for thunderstorms as the morning goes along. We're little less than 4.5 hours from the scheduled launch. Atlantis will make the 135th and final mission of the shuttle program, dropping off supplies to the International Space Station. Its four crew members, led by Commander Chris Ferguson, are all shuttle veterans, and we should know soon if liftoff will be delayed. Matt?
An arrest in the phone hacking scandal involving the British tabloid News of the World. Now, London police aren't naming the suspect, but it's widely believed to be Andy Coulson, the former communications chief for British Prime Minister David Cameron. The government's monthly jobs report will be released later this morning. Yahoo Finance economics editor Daniel Gross says the general trends of economic data show growth.
Higher retail sales, higher industrial production, car sales were not tragic. So things generally moving in the right direction, consistent with an economy growing at about 2%, and that does get you some job growth.
Now, economists are predicting 120,000 jobs were added in the U.S. in June. An execution in Texas last night as convicted murderer and rapist Humberto Leal Garcia was put to death by lethal injection. Anicia Fuentes is his cousin.
Because of him, he was in prison, but the death penalty is not fair for him at this time.
And in Arlington, Texas, a fan died at last night's Rangers baseball game after falling over a railing while trying to catch a ball. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
While PCs and laptops have been losing ground to tablets in sales lately, some specific computer users still need the more traditional devices, like college students. So as manufacturers try to grow market share in that category, laptop makers are coming up with buyer incentives. Dell and Hewlett-Packard are offering Xbox 360s for the purchase of certain computers. Apple gives Mac buyers $100 App Store gift cards. After a dismal summer last year, live concerts appear to be hitting all the right notes this year. According to concert industry tracking publication Pollstar, total revenue for the top 50 tours worldwide is up more than 11% for the first half of the year when compared to last. That means a total of $1.75 billion. Interesting, since individual ticket sales are actually down slightly. Wall Street hoping for good news on the jobs front this morning when the government releases the official monthly employment report an hour before the start of trading. But stock futures are lower. S&P and NASDAQ both down 2. Dow futures down 12. I'm Steve Podisk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. Here's today's question. A daisy with 89 petals is an example of this mathematical set of numbers. Starting with zero, what is the 11th number in this series? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How's it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano on this Friday First Shift program. And we punched in an hour ago. If you're just joining us, you're not late. You're never late here on First Shift. As long as you punch in, we're good with that. I've got a great hour of radio for you in this hour. And it couldn't really be more diverse. So I'm going to get to my next guest in just a moment. At the bottom of the hour, Doug Pratt, the Public Affairs Director with the Michigan Education Association, will be joining us. As you've probably heard by now, the MEA is getting in on the recall efforts statewide. And we're going to find out why this turnaround, and I don't know that it's really an about-face for them, but we'll get it from Doug. We're not going to assume anything, so we're going to get to that in just at the bottom of the hour, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But before we go any further, I was reading my Free Press, as I do every day, and there was a wonderful article by Sylvia Rector. In it, the headline said, Corktown Baker is on a mission to rebuild Detroit one bagel at a time. Now, you got to understand, I've traveled this country, not extensively, but I've done a lot of traveling. And I am a bagel fanatic, and if you've ever been to New York and not had a bagel, well, that's just sinful. I mean, why you would do that is beyond me. But beyond that, every major city I've ever been to has a real bagel place. I mean, they do real bagels. Now, no disrespect to Panera and some of the others, but that's not real bagels. Those are not real bagels, folks. And so I was reading this story about a guy named Ben Newman who's got a master's degree in urban planning from University of Michigan, who's got this entrepreneurial streak in him. And, you know, we were talking about this actually on the show a little bit yesterday and the day before, which is when I first brought it up. And we had told you about the website SaveTheBagels.com. Well, Ben Newman is with us, and we're here to talk about the Detroit Bagel Institute, their Detroit Institute of Bagels, and what this is all about. So, Ben Newman, welcome to First Shift. Thank you for, teasing my culinary interest. I'm a former restaurateur. I've owned three restaurants. So from an entrepreneurial aspect, I really appreciate what you're doing. But welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
You are known in our universe as Bagel Ben.
That's a common name for me in Detroit, too.
Seriously, we walk around here saying, hey, we're having Bagel Ben on. Hey, Bagel Ben's on the phone. This is just a very, very, very cool idea. So let's talk before we get into the intricacies of bagels and why I say that, you know, some of these others are not real bagels, because they're not. They're just not. Before we get into all that, let's talk a little bit about this idea, Ben Newman. How did you come up with the idea of wanting to open up a bagel store, if you will?
So, essentially, I mean, it was really about opening a food business in the city of Detroit. I think that's what really makes neighborhoods that people want to live in and places that people want to visit. But then I was talking with a bunch of friends, and I was going to do pizza, but Detroit actually does pizza really well, and there's a bunch of good pizza places like Fatino's and Eastern Market and Motor City Brewing Works in Midtown. So I wanted to do something that wasn't being done in the city of Detroit, and like you said, bagels are pretty much essential part of any urban life, and no one was doing them here, and it's a city of 700,000 people without a bagel shop. So the idea was to offer both traditional bagels that, you know, meet that basic need of just offering bagels in a city without bagels, but then also do bagels that no one else was really doing. Like we make a bacon cheddar bagel and olive oil rosemary sea salt bagel, still doing it the traditional style, boiling and baking them so they get the crusty exterior and chewy interior that the traditional bagels have.
I just feel really, really, really hungry all of a sudden. Okay, Ben. Well, but there is more to this than just, you know, opening up a destination spot. So let's talk a little bit about your love of the city of Detroit and your urban planning background and how those kind of intersect kind of very neatly.
Yeah, I did a bunch of work on vacant properties when I was getting my master's degree. And I think one way to put some vacant properties to more productive uses is through opening up food businesses or other retail establishments. And it's also a way to provide the city with increased tax base and offer city residents jobs. So I think on multiple fronts that food business helps create a better city.
Well, there's no question that's true. And I got to tell you, and I realize you don't even have your first store open yet, and that will happen. I mean, I already see the franchise opportunities. I really do, Ben. I already see the franchise opportunity in this. Well, no, I do. I really mean because, like everything else, and I'll go back to my experience in the restaurant business. You have to do things well. I mean, you just have to do them right. And if you do them well, you will succeed. There's no question that's true. And then if you can tie that into a need in the city, which is a need for jobs, it's a need for another destination spot, which is what the Detroit Institute of Bagels will be. And because you've kind of positioned this in a very fun way, there's something, you know, very kind of carefree about just the name of the business and the website is SaveTheBagels.com. You know, there's a very fun aspect to it. I really think that the, you know, and I am going to make a donation to you, and I want to talk a little bit about the interesting way you're going about doing some fundraising for this project. Because it really is kind of unusual, but you're not taking yourself so seriously that you don't see the opportunities outside of the brick and mortar opportunity. And of course, you're starting it in a very different way, which is there's a new law in the state of Michigan. I don't even think it's a year old that allows you to actually work out of your home when it comes to foodstuffs and sell stuff from your home, which is basically what you folks are doing now, right?
Right, and so that's how we kind of developed the business over the last 4 months. It's under the Michigan Cottage Food Law, which allows you to produce certain goods, baked goods being one of them, and sell them directly to consumers. So people will order, and then we'll prepare their bagels for them. And then on days where we didn't have orders, we kind of go on bagel goodwill tours and just kind of build relationships with other businesses in the city or other retailers in the city who have experience opening businesses to both have business relationships for the future of people that want to buy bagels, but then also learn from the people that have started and currently run businesses in the city so that we can learn from their experiences.
Well, I think it's an amazing opportunity. I know that Jeff and I talked. We're gonna put together a commercial for you, so we're going to help
really
you.
Really appreciate that.
Yeah, listen, I just think this is a great idea. Yes, I'm a bagel lover. It has everything to do. I mean, if you were opening up a Coney Island, probably wouldn't even be having this conversation. But
so
you're
that's,
not.
I think that's one of the main things that I think about. In any other city, this probably wouldn't be news. Because there'd be, if people would say in New York, open a bagel shop or don't, who cares? But here, we have all this great community support around the idea. And it's kind of amazing that people just keep pushing us forward and introducing us to the next person that we need to talk to get this thing from something we're doing in our kitchen at home to a store.
Are you surprised at all of the attention that you're getting?
Definitely to a certain extent. I mean, I had a feeling that bagels are something that it's just a cultural thing. Everyone has an idea of what a perfect bagel is. And I was kind of shocked when I actually started looking into it that outside of an Einstein and Wayne's campus that no one does bagels. No one boils and bakes bagels. And actually, Einstein doesn't boil and bake their bagels, but no one boils and bakes bagels in the city of Detroit. So once I found that out, I had at least a hunch that people would be interested. Now, to the extent that they are, I'm definitely shocked.
Well, I think it's very cool. So, have you guys have you actually decided on a location? I mean, you don't have to. And if you've not got a deal yet, you don't have to tell us where it's at. But do you have an idea of where you want to be?
That's exactly the point we're at right now, is searching out a bunch of different spots. We looked in Corktown, Eastern Market, downtown, and midtown, and we're trying to decide right now, ideally in the next few weeks, where we'll be. I think Corktown is leading the way, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
Well, until you sign on the dotted line, you're right, all kinds of opportunities. Now, I had said that there are some interesting little funding opportunities available, so explain that aspect of it as well, Ben Newman.
So crowdfunding is something that started, I don't know, probably a couple of years ago now, but it's a way to generate some money to support your business before you're actually open, or support part of your business idea. Films, documentaries do it a lot, and there's a national website called Kickstarter, but they take 8 to 10% of whatever you raise. So we built, or my little brother built, our own site, which you mentioned, SaveTheBagel.com, and through that we're taking, for different levels of donating to our business, we'll give you rewards once we're open up. So for like $20, you'll get a dozen bagels when we open up. For $100, we'll donate 100 bagels to a food bank. And if anyone's interested, for $2,500, you can go out on a date with me or my brother.
And I'm going to leave that alone. I'm just going to leave that alone. You know, good luck with that, because, you know, I noticed there were pictures of bagels, but no pictures of you guys.
Yeah, we thought that was best.
All right, so basically you have a face for radio. Is that what I'm finding out here, Ben? No. We don't need to go there. Ben Newman is my guest. SaveTheBagels.com is the website. The Detroit Institute of Bagels will actually be an icon soon enough. Ben, stay with us. We need to take a quick break here. We will come back if you'd like to join us, folks. If you got bagel questions, now's your chance. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Thanks for being with us this morning. Bagels, don't they sound delicious right now? Absolutely do. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll take a break here on First Shift and be right back.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update continues to be a very nice ride, although eastbound drivers are finding the sunshine. It's going to be a bit of a problem because it's going to be so bright at times, tough to see, and that always slows things down a little bit. Anybody coming in eastbound, whether it's 96 or 94, 696, so be careful through in that direction. Not seeing any really big delays through any area, although it is picking up on 75 and 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, are high 86. Tonight it'll be mostly clear, a low near 67. Tomorrow look for more sun and a high of 87. Right now it's hazy at Metro Airport and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow, it's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highbury ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. My guest, Ben Newman, the Detroit Institute of Bagels. Again, if you want more info on them, go to the web and just type in SaveTheBagels.com. And if Todd doesn't already have it up, that's what I'm checking right now. And he does already have it up. So if you go to our First Shift Facebook page, it's already there, that delectable picture. Sweet God. Hey, Ben, how many batches of bagels did you go through before you finally went, you know what, this is the one?
Probably about 25 or 30 dozen before I got it confident enough that I could sell them publicly.
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, and plus, I mean, what's the worst part about it? You had to eat the ones you didn't sell, right? I mean, how bad can that be?
Yeah, then I'd follow up with runs, 3 or 4 bagels a day, and then about 6 miles.
You're not sick of bagels yet, are you? Because this is just getting started.
No, bagels are in my future for sure.
All right, well, you know, they're in our future too. There's no question about that. You know, and are you a cream cheese guy or not a cream cheese guy?
Excuse me?
Are you a cream cheese guy or not a cream cheese guy?
Depends on the bagel. But I like it on salt bagels particularly.
Well, see, now my producer, Jeff, you're the, what was the, it was the blueberry you liked. What was the other flavor?
Cinnamon crunch or whatever, but no cream cheese for me. Blueberry bagels are the best, though.
Okay.
You know, we just do a blueberry ricotta one, which I think takes the blueberry bagel to another level.
See, that's just it. It's not just that you guys are doing it. You're kicking it up another level. You're being creative with this. You're having fun with this. I just think this is an amazing opportunity, not only for the city, but for, of course, you and your brother Dan.
Yep.
And again, you know, the bagels is one of those things that in every major city, there is a great bagel place. There used to be one. I live in Dearborn Heights, Ben, and there used to be a great bagel place about a mile from my house. And every Saturday morning, I'd get up and I'd go over there as they were taking them out of the oven, and I knew exactly what time that was. And, you know, there were 5 of us live in my house, and I would buy 2 dozen bagels, and they'd be gone before noon. You know, so, and that is not uncommon. I mean, in households all around, you know, the state, people go out and they're buying bad bagels. And I'm just saying, now we've got this amazing opportunity. And so we realize it's going to take a little bit of time. And I do want to stress, Ben, that, you know, for people that are going to go to the website, you guys are very limited right now in how many bagels you can bake every day. So if you end up getting 100 orders, you're not going to be able to fill 100 orders. I just want to be honest with people about that up front.
We actually don't take orders through our website anymore because we're going to be opening up at Tuesday Market, the Easter Market. So if people are interested in trying our bagels, we'll be there starting this next Tuesday at the market. They're adding Tuesdays to supplement their Saturday market.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So that's the way we're going to provide bagels for the near term is through Eastern Market Tuesdays.
All right. So how much money at this point do you need to raise in order to break escrow, as they say in the business? In the movie business, it's about breaking escrow. So, you know, you're doing this crowdsourcing or crowdfunding thing, which is a really unique idea. You know, how far off do you think you are? I mean, I realize even if you get the brick and mortar thing figured out, there's going to be obviously construction to consider. You've got to buy that beautiful oven that's going to cost you $10,000. How long do you think it is before you'll open?
Optimistically, we're hoping by the end of the year, but July becomes August and August becomes September. That becomes less optimistic, but ideally by the end of the year, and if not very early 2012.
Are you getting any calls from the city of Detroit saying, hey, we think we can help you out, we've got a building for you, we can maybe provide some relief along the way or cut you some kind of deal?
Maybe not the city directly, but through some of the organizations that exist in the city. Midtown Inc.'s pretty extraordinary organization. They've reached out, and then also property owners who have heard about what we're doing have offered their properties at reduced rate rents, at least to start off with.
Well, I think it's awesome. I, of course, I've now had three emails in a row. People wanting to know, are these going to be kosher bagels?
Probably not. We understand that market, but we're looking to provide bagels to the broader community. And a bacon cheddar bagel is just never going to be a kosher bagel.
No, that is never going to be. You're right. That will never be a kosher bagel. Fair enough. Fair enough. And listen, in this competitive marketplace, Ben, you've got to appeal to as wide a range of people as you possibly can. I just think this is an exceptional idea. And do you find really, I mean, seriously, your degree in urban planning, does it help you at this point?
It helps me with connecting with different members of the community and getting relationships set up and understanding where I'm trying to start my business and how things work here in the city. I think those are very important. When trying to locate a business.
Well, I just think it's a very, again, there's just something about this idea that resonates with me in a very pure way. I do a lot of reading. I read, in fact, there's a whole list of things I read on businesses opening on every single day, and I get this whole list of businesses that close on every single day. And there was just something about this story that really resonated with me, and I don't really care what that reason is. It's a great idea. I think that part of it for me anyway, Ben, is that there's something so free-spirited about this. You know, you're not taking it too seriously, but it is a very serious endeavor. Obviously, when you're going to do something that you're going to invest a couple hundred thousand dollars into, that's serious cash. At the same time, you're not taking yourselves too seriously. And then at the same time, you're actually honoring the spirit of a pure bagel because that matters. And people will know that people that have had a real bagel will know when they bite into that bagel, Ben Newman, whether or not that's a real bagel.
Right. And we've had people from the East Coast send us emails before they ordered bagels telling us they can't find a great bagel here since they got here. And obviously that's a lot of pressure for us baking them out of our home where we have to deal with the variables of like a home refrigerator and a consumer oven. But they've all walked away more than satisfied, I believe.
Well, that's cool. And, of course, you've learned all about, you know, the weather and how that affects your baking and humidity
yep.
and temperature. Yeah, it's not as simple as it looks. Well, listen, Ben, we will be in touch. We are going to put a nice commercial together for you. And of course, we'll let you approve it before it airs. You know, we want to make sure that you're happy with it. And anything that we can do to help you, and I will be making a small donation to SaveTheBagels.com to make sure that you guys at least get a little bit of support from the show. And
awesome.
Anything that we can do, you let us know. I mean, you're welcome back here anytime.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Ben Newman again. It's just a great story, folks. I mean, there's, you know, Jeff, there's nothing about this that is bad. You know, there's nothing about this story that's bad. Yes, we're food whores. There's no question that's true. And yeah, the idea of having a bagel, a homemade bagel is awesome. But the whole idea that they're willing to be creative and invest in the city like this and to grow an idea, I just think it's an awesome idea.
And the creativeness is what really stands out about it. People always want to say, how do you start a business? I mean, here's a creative way about going about doing that.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, very cool idea. I want to thank you, Ben, so much. And we'll look forward to getting back in touch with you. We'll have them back on, see how things are going. SaveTheBagels.com. When we take a break, can we save the teachers is the question. And can we get rid of this governor? Doug Pratt from the MEA joins us in just a few moments on 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. If you're heading eastbound on any of the roadways, you want to watch for that bright sunshine. It looks like traffic's picking up a little bit through our interchange with M59 and M53. You can tell it's lighter than normal, but still it can be busy at times through there. 59 construction, Crooks to Updike. Remember, only two lanes open.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, are high 86. Tonight it'll be mostly clear, a low near 67. Tomorrow look for more sun and a high of 87. Right now it's hazy at Metro Airport and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. In Wisconsin, they had Walkerville. In New York City, Bloombergville. And now in Minnesota, they have Downeyville. The name targets State Representative Keith Downey due to his role in proposing a 15% state employee cut that would see nearly 5,000 lose their jobs. Minnesota's government has been shut down for 8 days, and workers have been gathering daily in hopes legislators will reach an agreement with Governor Mark Dayton. St. Paul City Council member Melvin Carter spoke on Wednesday.
If they succeed, their plan would leave us with closed libraries, locked rec centers, fewer police and firefighters, and even higher property taxes than we're already paying today. We deserve better.
Both sides are blaming each other for the shutdown. However, the governor isn't up for re-election until 2014, and many of the Republicans in the legislature are up next year.
We are watching you. There's a report card coming. You better get to work or you won't be coming back. Thank you.
The theme heard in Minnesota echoes the theme throughout the country. Protesting taxpayers want state governments to stop balancing budgets on the backs of low- and middle-income workers and instead raise taxes on the top 2%. Minnesota AFL-CIO President Shar Knutson.
So their so-called budget plan that would only balance the budget on the backs of middle-class families like you and me, and not even that... It would eliminate jobs rather than create the jobs.
390 Blue Cross Blue Shield workers in the Buffalo, New York area are locked out of their jobs despite being willing to work. Hundreds of members of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, Local 212 in Buffalo, New York, are protesting the lockout by HealthNow New York Incorporated, doing business as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. Dina Fox, business representative of OPEIU Local 212, says the company refused to agree on a fair contract as the union tried to negotiate more job security.
Before we got out of bargaining on that night, our membership received robocalls from their employer telling them not to report for work. This is not a strike. This is a lockout. The workers did not come together and say, we don't want to work. The workers are saying, we want to work and we want a fair collective bargaining agreement.
Fox says 164 positions have been lost at Buffalo's Blue Cross Blue Shield facility in the past 4 years. The union is trying to bring jobs back while the company insists on total outsourcing freedom. Fox says these workers are just middle-class Americans trying to provide for their families.
These are everyday, day-to-day folks trying to pay their bills, make a living, and make sure they can provide for their families.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
3, 1. Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano with you. For those of you that pay attention to the show on a daily basis, we have been very active in the recall of Governor Rick Snyder and bringing some of the individual recalls to your attention. Some of them have been a little more outrageous than others, and we haven't covered them all, frankly, because some of them are way outside of our listening area. Not that that matters. You know, some of them are not as sensational. While we've, of course, covered the one with Jace Bolger and Autumn Smith because the speaker has been so adamant in trying to keep this recall from happening. And, again, in the Battle Creek Inquirer yesterday, a great story that basically says that the speaker better be careful what he wishes for because it looks like he's about to get it. But big news over the 4th of July holiday weekend when it was, I don't know, leaked or just became obvious to some that the Michigan Education Association were taking the gloves off after the Republicans and a handful of Democrats dealt what was, to me, an egregious blow to teachers all over the state of Michigan by changing tenure law. They basically said, we no longer care about process or policy. We no longer care about what's right for students. What we care about is dismantling collective bargaining and making teachers' lives a living hell, as if they haven't already done that. The MEA is responding. Joining me now is Doug Pratt, who is the Public Affairs Director for the Michigan Education Association. My friend, welcome back to First Shift, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be on, Tony.
Well, you know, certainly this is, you know, I made a promise to this audience, I shared this with you, that I would not let education, because we're on summer recess, the schools, that is, I would not let education fall to the wayside. The legislature took care of that for me when they decided to pick a fight with the most powerful union in the state of Michigan. But beyond that, the egregiousness of these new tenure laws basically says we no longer respect teachers in the state of Michigan. We do have to take that seriously, Doug, do we not?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think it's interesting the way you opened up here in just saying this is, you know, summer break isn't a break for educators either. I mean, they're out there, you know, working, you know, taking classes, preparing for the fall, these days, you know, shopping and trying to get the best deal on pencils and paper they can get because they don't have the funds to buy basic classroom supplies anymore. So yeah, the legislature just decided to make sure that they kept them even more awake this summer by stripping away their due process and collective bargaining rights. That's what this is about. I mean, I chafe at, you know, even calling what they've done tenure reform because they really didn't do anything to tackle the problems that people identify with tenure, and that is that it can take too long and cost too much money to get rid of an ineffective teacher. We actually were working with a Republican, Senator Roger Kahn out of Saginaw, on a bill, Senate Bill 503, that would have made real changes to tenure. It would have done a lot to address those problems. We were supportive of that. We have said since January that we think there needs to be some real, meaningful tenure reform. And again, that's why it's so clear that this isn't about policy. This is about politics. When the MEA says that, yeah, we can work on tenure reform, we're willing to come to the table and come up with real solutions, and that gets roundly ignored, and instead they push through a package that, you know, gets rid of just cause, strips away due process rights, and makes it illegal to bargain over more basic working conditions for educators, like evaluation systems. And these are things that impact student learning. Educators' working environments are students' learning environments. That's just the way it works. We're sick and tired of getting attacked between the education funding cuts, between the emergency manager law, between these tenure reforms, quote unquote. Our members have had it, and we are actively engaged in recall efforts. We're working with recall efforts around the state. Our members are engaged, and MEA is trying to find the places where we can do the most good with whatever resources we can bring to the table, whether that's member communications, volunteer efforts, or financial contribution.
Well, in Doug Pratt, it certainly is clear, and anybody that's paying attention, especially to this show, you know, when these fights first started, I need to go back to a woman named Lynette, who's a teacher from Lake Orion, who happened to be taking her personal time to go up and to testify before a House committee on education, because she wanted them to understand that was happening in her classroom. They wouldn't even let her talk. She took her time. It was an open meeting. She was invited, and then they wouldn't even let her talk. Doug, what does Lynette have left but to protest? What does she have left to do but to try to recall the same people that are taking away her constitutional rights?
And unfortunately, that happens all the time in Lansing. I mean, during the Senate hearings over these egregious anti-collective bargaining bills that they just passed, we had members who were there trying to testify, people who are parents, people who are, you know, teachers, people who are taxpayers in this state who wanted to voice their opinion. They couldn't get on. The girlfriend of the House Education Committee Chair, Paul Scott, she got on to testify in favor of these quote-unquote tenure reforms, but there was a whole list of people that couldn't get in there. I mean, it's incredible the way that people's voices are just being ignored in this state right now, and people are standing up. People aren't going to take it anymore. I mean, look, you know, and I'm speaking personally now, all right, not as, you know, an MEA staff person. I don't like recalls. I really don't. I don't think that they're good for democracy necessarily. But you know what? We're out of options here. You know, if people aren't willing to do their constitutionally required jobs and actually take people's thoughts into consideration, come up with solutions to problems that don't undermine people's rights, we're out of options. You know, people have to stand up and speak out. And I think they're going to do that, especially in legislative races. I mean, and I understand that you and your listeners have been, you know, pretty supportive of the Snyder recall, and, you know, MEA is trying to find ways that we can help. That's a long shot. You know, it is. And I think everybody involved recognizes that.
Well, but
it's not impossible, but it's a long shot.
But it really doesn't matter.
Members, but they need to go.
Absolutely, they need to go, Doug. And you're right. When they won't negotiate with you, when you all of a sudden have no voice. You know, listen, you've been around long enough. You've worked with enough different legislatures to know that, you know, there is a give and take involved. With this legislature, there is no give. It's all take, take, take. And, Doug, I'm not misrepresenting it. Anybody that's paying attention, anybody that's reading what's going on, even the media is beginning to see what this legislature has done. They've taken away basic constitutional rights. Beyond that, you know, Doug, you're certainly not a lobbyist, and that's not your job. But one of the things that you are charged with doing is building relationships with lawmakers. If, Doug Pratt, they won't even listen to you, how can you help the greater education community? You can't.
Well, exactly. I mean, and I do want to say one thing, though. You know, we'd like to draw stark partisan lines, and that's just kind of the society we're in at this point. There are Republicans in Lansing who are willing to work and who are willing to come up with real solutions and don't like what's going on. They're in the minority, but they're there. And I hope that we can all reach across the partisan lines and come to some ideological coalitions at this point and say, look, what's happening right now is wrong. And whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're willing to stand up and say that and have the courage of your convictions to do it, and I will give a shout-out right now to Roger Kahn, the senator from Saginaw, who did just that and stood up and voted against his caucus on the entire quote-unquote tenure reform package. He was willing to work with us on real reforms. We need more people like Roger Kahn who are willing to buck the leadership and say, this is wrong, it's time to stand up. And I hope that we can focus on people, whether there's a D or an R after their name, and try to work to get a legislature in Lansing that puts that first and foremost. Because, you know what, that's the rhetoric that Rick Snyder ran for governor on.
Well, yeah.
The people of Michigan want that. That's what they voted for. And unfortunately, with Governor Snyder, they're not getting what they were promised.
Well, you know, that is part of the problem, Doug Pratt, is we weren't promised a whole lot, and what we were promised, we didn't get. Now, I didn't vote for Governor Snyder, so, you know, but I have to live with the guy, as do you. So, you know, am I working to recall him? Absolutely. Do I want to be working to recall him? Absolutely not. This is not where my energies necessarily need to be, but tomorrow I will get up early, I will travel to Lapeer to a rally, and I will help the people of Lapeer try to energize a base, and it's not just Democrats that are showing up tomorrow. That's the other point we need to make here, Doug. A lot of Republicans are showing up to these rallies in support of the recalls as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the recalls that are happening, particularly in the Senate, I mean, the conventional wisdom in Lansing, and it's comical, the state GOP put out a press release yesterday saying, MEA is working on recalls. You know what? What they don't like to admit is a lot of these Senate recalls are coming from the Tea Party. Let's not forget that these guys voted for a massive tax increase on retirees.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug, hold that thought.
That's not part of the Tea Party, you know, rhetoric.
Absolutely. No. Hold that thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. Doug Pratt, again, Public Affairs Director with the Michigan Education Association. I'm Tony Truppiano. Join us now, 888-552-3595. We'll be right back on 1310 WDTW.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hi, I'm David Ricklick, President of Investment Solutions, and I welcome you to Your Money Matters, a live and interactive radio show every Sunday morning at 8:30 on 1310 WDTW. Are you worried your financial portfolio is not well diversified? Are you concerned your assets are not properly allocated given the uncertain economic conditions? It is these and other topics that Your Money Matters with Dave and Aaron will discuss. Tune in to learn more with Your Money Matters every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m.
So Dave and I are here to help and give the latest trends and discuss the economic situation that affects you. See how our family can help your family and listen every Sunday morning at 8:30 live on 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk Station.
The information presented is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. Please note that Investment Solutions and their representatives do not give legal or tax advice. Securities offered through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment Solutions is independent of QCC.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Tony Trupiano. My guest, Doug Pratt, Public Affairs Director with the Michigan Education Association. We're talking about the MEA's decision to get involved in the recall efforts around the state of Michigan. And, of course, they'll decide their strategy. That's not for us to judge. But, Doug, I want to just share with you an email I just got just a few seconds before we came back. And she identifies herself as a teacher, and she says the following: tell Doug that this is, for most of us, not about winning or recalling the governor. It's about not taking any more crap from the people that don't understand the sacrifices that are made every day in the classroom. If we are to win, it is about winning for the children, not for our individual rights, not for a bigger paycheck, and not for better benefits. I became a teacher to teach, not to fight, but if it's a fight they want, I'll be happy to put the gloves on. Thank you, Doug.
Amen. I mean, I'll just stop talking now. I mean, that's the opinion that I hear day in, day out from our members. You know, I have the pleasure of representing 155,000 people across this state. You know, and what I hear from them every day, teachers in the classroom, bus drivers, retirees, student teachers, they're telling me, I get into this profession because I want to make a difference. I want to help students. I want to help them succeed in life. And now I'm a political punching bag.
Well, you know,
it's just wrong.
It is
and,
wrong.
We have to give my job, the job of the MEA, is to help them as a mass have a voice. And that's what we're doing. We tried to have a voice in the legislative process. We tried to impact that and come up with real solutions to real problems. The people in Lansing are interested in doing that. We have to move on.
Well, you know, interestingly, sadly, as we look at the whole budget battle, what they did with the money for Proposal A, I'm still not over that one. But Doug, as we look at what this budget was supposed to do, which was to provide an environment that creates jobs, if we take a look at the jobs that have been lost in the education sector alone, that began with the last day of school in June for many people. If we add all those jobs up, it's a lot more than 25 or 30 jobs. I mean, you know, the last number I saw was well over 1,100 school personnel statewide have lost their jobs since the end of the school year. So tell me how this budget is going to create jobs when we see them. We're bleeding jobs.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question for the governor, because I don't know. You know, I think that 1,100 number is conservative. You know, I think one of the things that we have to remember is, let's jump in the Wayback Machine here. The Congress, and at the urging of President Obama, passed an Education Jobs Act last year to keep people on the job, to keep teachers in our classrooms and custodians in our schools and people working with kids every day. You know, that money's gone. And so we used that federal money to keep people afloat for another year and keep people working another year, which is good. It's what we should be doing. But you know, I think that 1,100 number is going to be a lot worse.
Well, sadly true. So let's talk about the practicality of what's going on. You know, I don't see that the MEA is taking over the recall efforts, so that's not what's happening. I would imagine that you've heard from people from FireRickSnyder.org and some of the other efforts. So what is the MEA doing, Doug Pratt?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get too far into, you know, strategy just because, you know, frankly, I don't want to telegraph exactly what we're doing to the other side. But, you know, I can say in general terms, you know, we're working with recall efforts, you know, across the state. We're trying to find the best places where we can have the biggest impact in terms of plugging in and helping. We are certainly communicating with our members and letting them know how they can get involved. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that we as an organization can do is get the word out about how to do this and how to help. And really, you know, I think trying to make sure that when we do make financial contributions, and I can guarantee you that we will, that they're targeted in a way that makes sense in terms of making sure that we send the message that needs to be sent. And while I agree with the email you read that, you know, it's not completely about winning, if we're going to send a message and if we're going to actually have this make an impact, we do need to actually win a couple of these.
Well, it
and
has.
I think that's important.
Doug, it has made an impact. If it hadn't made an impact, the GOP in the state of Michigan wouldn't be responding. If it wasn't having an impact, they wouldn't be sending out their fundraising appeals saying, uh-oh, the MEA's on the job now. We better be careful. They're paying attention, so they're taking it seriously. They're afraid, and they need to be afraid because I don't think maybe they do understand, and I want these listeners to understand the power of the MEA because a lot of people woke up once the MEA decided that enough was enough. I think that speaks for itself.
Well, and you know, I appreciate that. I think it's the strength of MEA. You know, it's not the strength of MEA is that we have 155,000 members in this state, and they care. That's what the strength of MEA is. And so my appeal, and I know a lot of MEA members are your listeners, my appeal directly to them right now is get engaged. Talk to your colleagues. Make sure that, you know, that they know that, you know, we as a group are doing this. You know, one of the things we like to say within MEA is, you know, people ask, well, what's MEA doing about this? It's not a question of what MEA is doing about this. You know, each and every one of those 155,000 members, you are the MEA. What are you standing up as part of this organization and doing? And that's what unions are about. It's about collective action. And you know, this is one of the best teachable moments for that, you know, I've seen in my career. And it's time for us all to stand up and find out, you know, what we can individually do. It goes back, I mean, I'm staring at a picture of John F. Kennedy on the wall of my office. This is typical ask not what your country can do for you kind of moment. And, you know, I think we need to stand up.
Now, there's no question that's true. Doug Pratt, I want to thank you for being with us. And you know, Doug, anything that you need, this show is there for you. We have, over the course of my radio career, I've done a lot of work on behalf of the MEA, and certainly we're here to assist you in any way that we can. You know that's true, so when you need us, just know we're there. And I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning.
My pleasure, Tony. Happy to be on.
As always, Doug Pratt, thank you so much. And so, folks, there it is. It's that simple. The MEA has stepped forward. We now don't have to wonder what they're doing. There's no more guessing. And as Doug said, did you hear what he said, Jeff, at the end of there? It's time to stand up. Did you hear that?
Of course I did.
It's time to stand up. Sound familiar? I think it does. Doug Pratt's a very amazing guy. Really, really an amazing leader, and the MEA is fortunate to have him. And I'm fortunate to count amongst my friends. We do need to take a break here. When we come back, Joe DeSano, Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news. This is 1310 AM WDTW. I'm Tony Truppiano. First Shift will continue after this brief break.
Team 10.
on WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update still looks pretty good out there. A little busier, 75 coming in towards 696. Just not the normal stuff we see. If you're on the Ruther West, that's also picking up a bit. Heading into 75 out to Southfield Road. Looks like, though, that whole route, we're moving great compared to what we normally have during a morning rush hour. You can tell it's a Friday and that it's the summer.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, our high 86. Tonight it'll be mostly clear, a low near 67. Tomorrow look for more sun and a high of 87. Right now it's hazy at Metro Airport and 66 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio. I'm Matt Cherry. The final four are on the move. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live from Kennedy Space Center, where the crew of Space Shuttle Atlantis headed out to the launch pad moments ago for today's last ever launch.
Well, Matt, right now it's a go. A short time ago, the four shuttle astronauts, led by Commander Chris Ferguson, walked out to the cheers of staffers here at the Kennedy Space Center. A bittersweet moment as the shuttle program faces its final mission. The payload is a lot of equipment and supplies to the International Space Station, a 12-day mission that will include spacewalk outside the station. And weather is still a concern here, though, and the launch could be scrubbed if the skies turn gloomier. We've had some drizzle, but no lightning. Matt?
We'll get the government's latest jobs report in about a half an hour. Economists are predicting about 120,000 new jobs for June.
In the recession, we lost about 8.8 million jobs, and since then we've gained back about a fifth of those. That just shows you how far we have to go before we fully recover and before our job market fully recovers everything that was lost in the recession.
That's CNN Money economic correspondent Annalyn Sensky. British Prime Minister David Cameron is calling for a full investigation into the News of the World phone hacking scandal. This, as his former communications director has been arrested in connection with it. Andy Coulson was hired after he resigned as editor at the tabloid over the allegations. Indiana is one of 40 states that's ditching cursive writing in its teaching curriculum. Parent Shauna Goff says it's a mistake.
Writing out things has been a big part of our culture and who we are.
The system's instead focusing on typing, with supporters saying it prepares students for college and careers. Britain's Prince William and wife Catherine are wrapping up their Canadian visit today, and they'll be heading to California this evening. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wall Street will be watching this morning to see whether the job market is picking up any speed. After the better-than-expected report on private sector job creation yesterday from payroll processor ADP, many analysts have raised expectations on the government's June employment report, with most expecting north of 100,000 new jobs. It is usually in the purview of car dealers, but now laptop makers are providing buyers with incentives. As tablets grow in popularity, makers of laptops want to grow their share in one market that remains strong, college students. So USA Today says Apple is offering a $100 App Store gift card for Mac buyers, Hewlett-Packard, and Dell, offering Xbox 360s. If you're flying Air France anytime soon, you may be asked to pick up after yourself. No, Mom has not become a flight attendant, but the carrier is looking to preserve cash, and it will ask passengers to clear their seats and take out rubbish as they leave the plane. S&P stock futures down about a half point, NASDAQ higher by two. I'm Steve Potas at MarketWatch.com.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, everybody. It is Tony Trupiano with you on this Friday morning. And this is our last hour of the show. We've got some really great stuff to get to in this hour. So I want to remind you, if you want to, you know, touch base with us, punch in a little bit, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Before I get on to Joe DeSano, who is waiting for us, just quickly respond to Pam, who sent me an email. Pam, the MEA is officially on board with the recall of Governor Snyder. They are officially on board. So if we did not make that clear in the last half hour, I apologize for that. They are on board with the recall of the governor. And not unlike you, Pam, and Doug said, he's not a big fan of recalls. But it's their last option. And so they are going to get involved. And as he said, they're going to get involved in terms of people, volunteers, and financially. But he was not going to tip his hand as how they were going to do that. And we'll respect that. But the MEA is definitely behind, officially behind the recall efforts of Governor Snyder and the legislators, and he said especially the ones in the Senate. He thinks some of those are actually very winnable, so we'll leave it there. Jeff, go ahead and let's get Joe on with us. I thought, where's his open, buddy?
Oh, I Jeff, thought you meant I see Jeff. What you said. We'll get it on right now.
Let's do this.
It's time to talk politics with our political strategist
from Main Street Strategies.
There we go. Joseph, welcome back to First Shift.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I think we're going to have to take Jeff behind the woodshed and do a little spanking.
You know what? You should put it on pay-per-view and try to raise some money.
There you go. Well,
there's people who pay good money for that sort of thing.
There certainly is. Hey, listen, I know we've got an agenda, but I got a caller from Seattle that's on the line. And so if you don't mind, Joe, we'll take that call together and then get on with ours.
I think that's the only polite thing to do.
All right. Well, let's welcome John in Seattle to First Shift. And, John, thank you for giving us a call this morning. What can we do for you here in Detroit, John?
Tony, I wanted to tell you about an experience I had a couple of years ago. I had the opportunity to debate Thaddeus McCotter on Fox News. It was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life.
Yeah, well, I
he
debated
totally
him in person.
Unqualified.
I debated him in person, so I can appreciate that.
I found it was just it was a setup. I was the straw man, and I got beat up by McCotter and three Fox hosts. It was just really, it was a mind-bending experience.
John, what was the topic?
Well, here it was. This was 2 years ago when Obama was a freshly minted new president. He went to the Summit of the Americas in Trinidad. This was that event where Hugo Chavez rushed up to Obama to shake his hand and hand him a book. And this was one of these tempests in the teapots by the right wing for the last couple of days, that this somehow meant that Obama was in league with Chavez. And just everything about this little mini debate I had pointed toward that. And it was really strange because I was invited on there. I'm a Latin American expert, more or less. I've been a foreign correspondent in Latin America for many years with Associated Press and Dow Jones. So I was invited on to give the Venezuelan perspective. I had no idea that this was an Obama bashing sort of motive.
Joe DeSano, can you imagine that they actually lied to John to get him on air?
Fox News lying? That's a shocking revelation. Let's get that up on the Drudge Report.
That's crazy, John. I mean, that's just crazy. Well, you know, and so it did very, very quickly, and then we've got to move on. Obviously, they set you up. Was there, I mean, beyond the typical Fox agenda to just try to support their own point of view, did they offer any, you know, real substance, or did they not allow you to really get your point out?
Well, I got a few seconds here and there to make my point, and then was getting cut off. The whole thing was, it was because Chavez had met with Ahmadinejad, that somehow meant that Obama was in league with Ahmadinejad, and it never made any sense. And of course, I was saying things like, well, Chavez doesn't really, really speak for Ahmadinejad, and Obama certainly doesn't speak for Chavez, and it was just totally bizarre. And the whole thing was, I just realized that McCotter just read from their playbook without giving it any independent thought and without any analysis. It seemed to me that Roger Ailes handed him a script and he just read it. I don't know that for sure, but that's sure what I...
Well, you know, John, it wouldn't surprise... First of all, let me thank you for the call. I appreciate that. None of this surprised me, John. And, you know, Joe, as we take a look at... and we'll just very briefly, because I had kind of pledged not to talk about Thaddeus McCotter here on the show because it'll be a waste of time. None of this surprises us, but Thaddeus McCotter has an agenda that none of us really know what it is yet. He certainly does not want to be president of the United States of America.
Well, I think his agenda is twofold. One, get a show on Fox News. I think he wants his own show. And two, to go on tour with Ted Nugent, because all he does is play that damn guitar of his.
Well, then let him go. Let him go, but let him not waste any more of our time, because we actually have better things to talk about than Thaddeus.
Yes, we do.
But, John, I do appreciate the call, and thanks for listening all the way in Seattle. The beauty of the Internet. By the way, folks, and Joe, I've not mentioned this to you, we are now part of the iHeartRadio lineup, so those of you that have a smartphone can listen to us anytime. Ooh. Now your phone's that much smarter because the First Shift with Tony Trupiano is now part of your daily lineup. So go check that out. All right, Joe, where do you want to begin? I want to do the Warren City Council thing last because that's a pretty fantastic story for me.
Okay, well, you know, there's a couple things going on. One, the charges of anti-Semitism have reared their ugly head in the Kwame Kilpatrick book and an article in the Michigan Citizen. Folks should Google that article. Maybe we can put up a link to it on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. But, in the Michigan, and so that Todd knows because we're not in the same room, I can't hand him the article. It's the Michigan Citizen, Kwame Kilpatrick was victim of Jewish conspiracy, says Kwame Kilpatrick. That's what you're looking for, Todd. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm not sure that Kwame Kilpatrick's book actually comes out and says this. But the supposition of this columnist is that she connects the dots and claims that it's a Jewish media conspiracy to get rid of Kwame Kilpatrick. And she claims that that Kwame pulled money out of Comerica Bank, $90 million, and turned it over to First Independence Bank, which is owned by African Americans. And apparently that that violated the protocols of the Elders of Zion and caused the downfall of Kwame Kilpatrick, you know, as opposed to the whole perjury thing and the affair and some of those things. And then, you know, she also said that he brought Farrakhan into the city, which offended the Jews. And, you know, you don't want to offend the Jews since they control everything. And also the most egregious example is the mayor, the city dispersed $25 million annually in workforce retraining grants to a group called Jewish Vocational Services. And apparently, there's no independent verification of this in the article in the Michigan Citizen, that the vocational services had only a 2% placement rate, thus they were cut, again, enraging the Jews. So, you know, clearly this is an example of, you know, there's a strain in African-American politics that is virulently anti-Jewish, and in fact, probably dovetails quite nicely into the upcoming story we have on Warren City Council. But, you know, this is like the last refuge. You know you've reached the end of your rope when you play the anti-Jewish card. To me, that's kind of like the bottom line. The story cannot get any lower once you get to the anti-Jewish part.
Well, you know, listen, Joe, I don't want to, and you know, Jeff and I were talking about this as we, you know, we obviously spend a lot of time off air talking about what we're going to do on the show. And when, you know, it was announced that Kwame had a book coming out, and I said to him, you know, in no way, shape, or form will we be, you know, talking about this book on the air. We won't be reading it. We certainly won't be buying one of them. That's for damn sure. And I'm not going to give this guy any airtime. And I, you know, with every dime that is made from this book going to pay his restitution, you know, it's bad enough the people that, you know, work in the suburbs that live in the city have to pay a tax, which, by the way, is taxation without representation, just to work in the city. That's bad enough. But to let alone have to have, you know, your hardworking dollars go to pay off his restitution isn't going to happen. This guy's delusional beyond belief, but you know what bothers me, Joe, is that the African American community, there are certain segments of the African American community that still support this man. We got to take the break. Let's take the break, and we'll come back and talk about this in greater detail. I'm Tony Trupiano. Joe DeSano is my guest with Main Street Strategies. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back. Feel free to join us. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some accidents along 94 West at Van Dyke. As you're coming in toward downtown, we have an accident there that's trying to clear from the right shoulder. Out near the airport, we have an accident 94 East at Vining. That one's on the right shoulder. A little further east on 94 at Merriman, an accident there on the left shoulder. And looks like Sunshine is a bit of an issue on any eastbound roadway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high 86. Tonight it'll be clear as we drop to 67. Tomorrow mostly sunny and high near 87. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and we have 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. And you're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
Great, more construction.
Yeah, it must be for a new sidewalk.
How do you know?
You see those levers on the cement truck that look like arms on a slot machine?
Oh, good eye. Tracy?
Yeah, she still feels it. She's been to MGM Grand Detroit with our expansive gaming floor that includes 4,000 winning slots.
Come on, big money!
Man, we need that cement.
It's time to play at MGM Grand Detroit.
The Home Depot's made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested now, because soaring temperatures can leave you stranded. Come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free, so you know exactly where you stand. And if you need a new one, AutoZone is the only place you can find top-rated Duralast batteries, proven tough even in extreme heat. So don't get stuck on the side of the road. Let us test your battery today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And you've got Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. Again, you've got the number if you care to join us. Joe, welcome back.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem. Anyway, as I was saying before the break, you know, there's still this, you know, this fierce community that supports Kwame Kilpatrick, and I don't get it.
Well, you know what? I think you can make a pretty strong case that barring the court cases and the all these shenanigans that surrounded him, his time in office actually, if you can get past all the sideshows, his time in office actually was not awful. But I also think that 30% of the African American community identifies with Kwame, you know, as a victim. Now, clearly he's a victim of his own fault and his own human failings. There's no question about that. I think really though, I think the 70% of Detroiters who are against him, I think, are the people who should be applauded here and not falling victim to this scurrilous anti-Jewish conspiracy mongering.
Yeah, it's crazy. By the way, we do have the article up on the Facebook page, so if you go to the First Shift Facebook page, the article that we're referencing is there. Let's go to another article, this one in the Detroit Free Press, Joe, about Karen Dumas, who recently resigned as the communications director for Mayor Dave Bing. And, you know, certainly I've got my fair share of issues with Dave Bing as well. Part of my issues involve the way this whole thing was handled with her.
Well, my interest in the story is more the intersection of politics and personality and communication directors and the favors they curry with members of the news media. And it seems that, you know, Karen is on her reinvention tour playing the woe is me card. We're blaming the media for getting rid of her. In fact, I think really, she should be applauded for the 2 years that the mayor got a free pass in the media from all. I mean, he had like 40 appointees leave in that 2 year period, and the media reported each of those departures. But until the beginning of May, no one really looked as to what the underlying cause of all those departures and really a staff that was in complete turmoil. But what interests me is she's definitely leveraging her relationships in the media to fuel the reinvention tour. And I just, you know, I'm a passive observer. I don't really care either way. I just think that, you know, it's a fascinating look, this article, and some of the other columns that have been out there, that she's definitely picking and choosing what allies she's going to get her story out. And the fact of the matter is that her job was to manipulate the media, and her job was to manage the media and the media coverage of the mayor. And if it got out of hand so bad that she became the scandal, that's really not doing your job as far as I'm concerned.
Well, certainly it's not, Joe. I would have to agree with you there. And I think that, you know, furthermore, as I read this, and I actually did see this article early in the day yesterday, she was on a radio show on a competing station here in the Detroit market, and she just basically does blame the media for her resigning. She said that it was the media frenzy, not wrongdoing, that helped her to make that decision. I don't know. I guess at some level, Joe, it's her job is to direct that kind of traffic. So what this tells me, because I've been around enough communications directors, they do get fairly friendly with the media. You know, part of what happened here, Joe, is they lost. I don't want to say interest, but she certainly fell out of favor with them. And once she could no longer use them to her benefit, and let's be honest about it, that's what she was doing. Once she could no longer use them to her benefit in her job, well, why stay, right?
Right. Well, and her value is only in the ability to have those relationships. Once, for whatever reason, those relationships have crashed and burned, she's of no use to the mayor, and it's time for her to go at that point.
And, in fact, not only is she no use to the mayor, she's no use to the media either.
And especially when you deal with a mayor who's somewhat reclusive, that communications director position becomes even more important, because then you actually fill the void that the mayor, and I believe wrongly the mayor, has created by being so reclusive and really not leaving his 11th floor office.
Well, I've had this problem. Joe DeSano, I've had this problem with the mayor almost from day one. He never leaves his office. He is a recluse. and as a result of that, he ended up, whether it was purposely or not, he ended up giving Karen the power that she had.
Well, you know, nature abhors a vacuum, and he created a vacuum in this strong, smart woman. I mean, I don't think anyone can ever accuse her of not being highly intelligent and effective in many ways, filled that void. And there doesn't seem to be any natural regulator on her activities. And clearly she tore through 40-some appointees.
All right, I want to now play a little audio, and then we're going to set this up. I'm hoping you can stay with us after the break, Joe, because we're not going to get
I'll
this
stay as long as you need me.
All right. Jeff, go ahead and play the audio that we have saved for Joe.
My name is Tom Kittner. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. I'm currently employed with a Warren Healthcare business, and I hope to represent District 4, which runs north-south along the eastern part of our city. The reason why we have districts is because last year I led a ballot proposal which passed by over 65%, the benefits of which saves our city $400,000 because it reduced city council's size and costs and created five districts, which gives our neighborhoods better representation at the city council level. We need to give police officers the tools they require to do their job more effectively and fight crime. That means we also should never be in the business of making cuts to law enforcement, especially in a city which borders Detroit.
And there we go. Now, before we get out of sorry, in the middle of drinking some water there, Joe, before we get into what this real story is here, this is not about him going the whole time, and it's not about what he's accomplished, because his accomplishments really don't matter in the bigger picture. But he is a candidate for Warren City Council. That is true. And, yes, he was successful.
And the rhetoric he talks about right there is, you know, pretty much boilerplate and, you know, not out of the ordinary for a suburban politician. The real thing here, though, the real story, the meat of this, and I think the story that needs to be followed by the media larger, is the fact of Thomas Kuttner has a past as a avowed racist, avowed white supremacist. He has numerous links to the national and, in many cases, international white supremacist and neo-Nazi community. He, it's all out there for you to see.
All right,
no
man.
One has public.
And hold that thought, because we've got to get to the break, Joe. Just hold that thought, and we'll come back. That's why we needed to keep you. Joe DeSano is my guest. These are heavy charges. We can prove them on the other side. I am Tony Trupiano. Joe DeSano is with me. We'll take the break and be back on First Shift. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. A couple of earlier accidents along I-94 trying to clear out near the airport. I-94 eastbound at Vining. That one trying to clear from the right shoulder. 94 east at Merriman. That one on the left shoulder. Any airport traffic at times we can see delays along I-94. Plus that sunshine is a bit of an issue for the eastbound direction. Also an earlier problem, 94 westbound. This is near Van Dyke as you're trying to get in toward I-75. That accident trying to clear from the right shoulder.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today, our high 86. Tonight it'll be clear as we drop to 67. Tomorrow mostly sunny and high near 87. Right now at Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and we have 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. In Wisconsin, they had Walkerville. In New York City, Bloombergville. And now in Minnesota, they have Downeyville. The name targets State Representative Keith Downey due to his role in proposing a 15% state employee cut that would see nearly 5,000 lose their jobs. Minnesota's government has been shut down for 8 days, and workers have been gathering daily in hopes legislators will reach an agreement with Governor Mark Dayton. St. Paul City Councilmember Melvin Carter spoke on Wednesday.
If they succeed, their plan would leave us with closed libraries, locked rec centers, fewer police and firefighters, and even higher property taxes than we're already paying today. We deserve better.
Both sides are blaming each other for the shutdown. However, the governor isn't up for re-election until 2014, and many of the Republicans in the legislature are up next year.
We are are watching you. There's a report card coming. You better get to work or you won't be coming back. Thank you.
The theme heard in Minnesota echoes the theme throughout the country. Protesting taxpayers want state governments to stop balancing budgets on the backs of low and middle income workers and instead raise taxes on the top 2%. Minnesota AFL-CIO President Shar Knutson.
So their so-called budget plan that would have balanced, would have only balanced the budget on the backs of middle-class families like you and me, and not even that, it would eliminate jobs rather than create jobs.
390 Blue Cross Blue Shield workers in the Buffalo, New York area are locked out of their jobs despite being willing to work. Hundreds of members of the Office of Professional Employees International Union, Local 212 in Buffalo, New York, are protesting the lockout by HealthNow New York Incorporated, doing business as Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. Dina Fox, business representative of OPEIU Local 212, says the company refused to agree on a fair contract as the union tried to negotiate more job security.
Before we got out of bargaining on that night, our membership received robocalls from their employer telling them not to report for work. This is not a strike. This is a lockout. The workers did not come together and say, we don't want to work. The workers are saying, we want to work if we want a fair collective bargaining agreement.
Fox says 164 positions have been lost at Buffalo's Blue Cross Blue Shield facility in the past 4 years. The union is trying to bring jobs back while the company insists on total outsourcing freedom. Fox says these workers are just middle-class Americans trying to provide for their families.
These are everyday, day-to-day folks trying to pay their bills, make a living, and make sure they can provide for their families.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. And we're in the middle of a very serious conversation. Thomas Kittner is a candidate for the Warren City of Warren City Council. And why would we be talking about him? Because he has an alias of one Thomas Evans. And Joe, before the break...
Evan Thomas.
I'm sorry. And before the break, I mean, you had levied some very serious accusations. Well, actually, not accusation, facts about this guy.
They're factual.
Yeah, they are factual. You know, and when you and I talked about this yesterday afternoon, I was stunned that this isn't news. Why is this not news?
I don't know why it's not news, but I think it's pretty clear that Evan Thomas is Thomas Kuttner, and Evan Thomas is an avowed white supremacist, a member of numerous organizations, and I'm sure to put the links up on the Facebook page and the web, but he is an avowed white supremacist running for Warren's city council, and this absolutely needs to be huge news, and for some reason, it just has not been picked up. And it's dangerous because he is actually building a strong political movement in Warren. As his clip you played in the last segment said, he helped pass the amendment to the charter, which created these new districts in Warren. But also, you know, he's tied to the Tea Party. He's the Warren Tea Party head. So, you know, you have neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and now you have the Tea Party involved. It's all very sordid, and I think really people have to pay attention and look at this.
Yeah, no question that is true. I got to tell you again, I'm stunned. I'm stunned by, and again, I've sent the link to you so that you can get it to Todd, so Todd can get it on the Facebook page, but as I was reading this story, and as I was just absolutely stunned by what I was seeing and thinking to myself, you know, these poor people in Warren, you know, have no idea that this young man is the monster that he is. And I don't know any other way to frame that, Joe. He's a monster.
Well, you know, it's really interesting the manipulation that's going on here, because it's my understanding that this is not this. I mean, I know for a fact that this has not been a secret. It's out there. But the reason, I think, one of the reasons it isn't a story is because no one has confronted him on this. He's been very good at avoiding questions about this subject. One thing that should be noted, and kind of ties into our previous segment about the Jewish media conspiracy, is that Evan was quoted in the Village Voice in New York during a public appearance with other neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And he told them and was quoted in the story saying, you know, don't talk about the Jewish conspiracies. So, you know, clearly he's involved in covering this up in a larger realm. And I think someone just needs to put a camera in his face and ask him if he's Evan Thomas.
Well, it's clear, again, in the link that we'll put up on the Facebook and the First Shift Facebook page, it's clear when you see the pictures that it's the same Thomas Kittner that is Evan Thomas. I mean, it's the same person.
If there was any doubt in my mind, I would not be saying this in a public forum. I believe there's absolutely zero chance that Evan Thomas is not Thomas Kuttner. It's cut and dried. I think the relationships between Thomas Kuttner and the neo-Nazi organizations and the white supremacists and the Tea Party are clearly linked.
Well, and we're not even asking people to judge for themselves because there's nothing to judge.
No!
I mean, it's there. I mean, there's the evidence is there. So this is not about judging whether or not you're telling the truth or I'm
the evidence is black and white. The evidence is in living color on YouTube. It's there. It's the same guy.
Does this guy at least have a primary opponent? Please tell me he does.
The way the situation is, he's running in District 4 versus an incumbent. But there's also several other folks in the race. And what will happen is in August, there'll be a primary to pick top two. So it'll probably be the incumbent plus one of the challengers, maybe even Thomas Kuttner. I hope to God not. But those two top vote getters will move on in November, and the winner will take office, one week or so after the November election.
Well, yeah, we need to be careful that we spread this story far and wide. And in fact, Jeff, if you would, when we're done with this particular segment, as we sometimes do, we have that small media list. If you would send them a link to this part of the podcast and ask them to pay attention to it, and directing them to the Facebook page as well so that they can see the information that we have, the proof, not information, the proof that we have, that one Thomas Kuttner is one Evan Thomas. I would hope that they would see the importance, you know. And Joe, I'll be stunned if they don't. I'll be absolutely stunned if they don't pick this story up.
Well, I think it would be an indictment of it. Well, I think it would be an indictment of almost any journalist who covers this story or who covers a beat like this not to pick this up. Boy, we just got to get this out here. This guy, when you go onto MediaMouse.org, which is a great site, I mean, just the people he's associated with, the people that he's invited into the state, the groups he founded himself. He's a member of Stormfront, which is a national organization and well known for their racist anti-immigrant beliefs. It's stunning that this guy has been able to hide out in the open. And really, I think you need to have a camera in his face and watch him. I want to see how he denies that he is Evan Thomas.
Wow.
And he also has another pseudonym he goes under, David Starr Jordan. And that's S-T-A-R-R, two R's and star, David Starr Jordan. And, you know, I'd like to see him get into this and really expose these vile beliefs. One of the flyers he passed out talked about getting white living space completely free of non-whites. And this was during he was trying to stir stuff up at Michigan State University.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I am stunned that in this day and age, with the way information moves and the way we can confirm things as quickly as we can, that he has not been outed for being the racist that he is.
Well, and also he's a member of the European American Association. He's a member of European American Unity and Rights Organization, the National Alliance, the League of the South, the National Vanguard News website, which runs a discussion board called Soldiers of the Confederacy. So there's no doubt in my mind, and I would never say this about someone if I wasn't absolutely convinced that this gentleman is a neo-Nazi white supremacist Tea Partier.
Well, certainly the people of the city of Warren, we owe it to them on this show to highlight this and to stop this before, you know, this could easily become one of those things because, you know, that let's just take the one issue, the districts that he was able to fashion that together. You know, some people might see him as a little bit of a hero for that.
I think on that particular issue, he was absolutely correct. But now he's building a successful political base for himself, and we've just got to stop it.
Yeah,
we've
absolutely.
Just got to stop it dead in his tracks.
Absolutely.
And there's actually some of the internet links that we'll put up actually has correspondence between David Duke and this young man.
Well, this is very, very disturbing, Joe DeSano, and I'm so glad that you brought it to our attention because, again, you know, these are the kinds of things that, people don't know about sometimes until it's too late, and then what do you do with the guy? And, you know, and again, what's his real agenda? And I believe you said at the very beginning of this that he also has some Tea Party support. He's former U.S. Army. He says that in that little audio clip we played.
Yeah, the Tea Party stuff is very well documented because the Warren Tea Party was the organization that actually went out and got the signatures. They went out and put this on the ballot, and then once it was on the ballot, actively and successfully campaigned to get it passed. So, you know, you've got this filthy little nexus of neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and Tea Partiers.
Wow.
And it's Thomas Kuttner, a.k.a. Evan Thomas,
A.K.A. David Starr Jordan. Yeah.
And David Starr Jordan, he's the nexus of filth.
Yeah, well, there's no question that's true, and we're certainly going to get this information to the media, and let's hope somebody does something, because this is just dead wrong. Joe, we're out of time for this week. I want to thank you for really an extraordinary week. This is some important stuff here, and so I want to thank you for sharing that with you. And then we'll, of course, look forward to having you on again next Friday. But you know what? Before the summer's up, you got to come down and do this in studio and go out to breakfast with us.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to start scheduling meetings in Detroit on Friday. There's no question.
Absolutely. Joe DeSano, thank you so much. Main Street Strategies. My best to Todd. Tell him I said hello.
I will.
All right. Thanks again, Joe. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap all this up on the other side. This is a sensational story. Because it's true. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
Got a question or comment?
Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that.
go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. Mmm, the steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We are ready to wrap things up here for the weekend, this Friday program. So if you've got some parting the shots for us, make sure you give us a call now, 888-552-3595. You've got some final things to say, get it to us now because we're getting ready to check out, to punch out for this weekend, this Friday program. Do want to again remind you that tomorrow afternoon at noon, I will be speaking at the Lapeer County Courthouse, and that is behind the historic courthouse in downtown Lapeer. Now, if you want to go earlier on, everybody's meeting at the Meyer parking lot in Lapeer, and then they will be doing a march over to the county courthouse. The speaking begins at 12 o'clock. And they're going to have petitions. Now, this is a nonpartisan event. This is just a rally for democracy. And I will be speaking there tomorrow. And again, it begins at noon. I don't know exactly what time I'm going to be speaking, so don't know. And then, of course, tomorrow evening, I will be at the Liz Winstead show at the historic Eagle Theater in downtown Pontiac, where as she begins her national tour, a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And again, to get tickets, because now ours are all gone, and Marcy got the last set. So Marcy, they'll be at the box office for you. But the last set of tickets went, so if you want to go, now it's up to you to buy them. MIPlannedParenthood.org, MIPlannedParenthood.org is the website. And go on over there and, check it out. Now, next week, we do have some interesting stuff coming up. I know on Monday, Harvey Santana, State Representative Harvey Santana, will be with us. We also have Mark Brewer, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. And we will begin our monthly series with David Hecker, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. And so I'm really looking forward to beginning that series. And again, you know, we promised that we wouldn't let education take a summer vacation, and we're not going to. And so David Hecker will be with us. Doug Pratt sent me an email, suggested somebody else that we might like to get on the show, and we'll do that. Also next week, you know, we're going to take another look at this Casey Anthony verdict, because this isn't just about what some people feel is getting away with murder. There is a bigger story here that is being missed in this. And that's about children that aren't wanted by their parents. And there is a solution to that. And it's not just foster care, although that is part of that solution. It's not just about foster care, after all. And so we're going to spend a little time next week talking about that and a lot of other things, like don't ask, don't tell. Why are we still questioning whether or not somebody's gay? Why are gay members of the military still being thrown out? Well, it's happening, and now we have laws to stop it, but it's still happening. So there's a lot to explore next week. Of course, we're going to stay on top of the recall efforts. Autumn Smith, again, mentioned, I mentioned this earlier, but she was mentioned in the Battle Creek Inquirer yesterday. The story was titled, Michigan House Speaker Jace Bolger Challenges the Recall Process. As I read that article, though, it's clear that the Supreme Court has spoken on this, and I don't see that the speaker has any real recourse. And, of course, she's out collecting signatures. She needs 8,600 signatures. I have a feeling Autumn's going to get there. I really do have a feeling that she's going to get there. She's not someone where you want to get in her way. I can promise you that. There's no question that is true. So that's that. So
and she can thank Jace Bolger for that.
Yeah.
The more attention he gives her, the more, you know, people that will sign her petition.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just it. The more he ignored her, the more attention she got. And so he should have just, you know, dealt with it, just let it go, and it probably would have already been done and over with by now. But, you know, you're right, Jeff. She asked for it herself. Plans for the weekend, buddy?
I got to work, so we'll do that.
Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Okay.
And other than that, I think my cousins are having some get-togethers tonight, so I'll hang out with the family, and then Sunday, hanging out with a friend, kind of relaxing.
Very
after work.
Good. After work.
How about you?
I'm going to Lapeer tomorrow, and then tomorrow night I'm going to the Lynn Winstead show, so that'll be tomorrow, and then Sunday will be my, you know, my usual yard work day. I do have a decent-sized yard, so that's about a half a day's worth of work. And then I'll take it easy a little bit, and then we'll be back at it Monday. So not a whole lot of rest for me this weekend, but I'm not complaining. I'm exactly where I want to be right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll love to have you come out for Lapeer and speak.
I'm looking forward to that. I've got I'm going to be in St. Clair midweek next week. I'm speaking to the St. Clair Democratic Club in Port Huron on Wednesday. And then, you know, Michael Gerson's invited me to dinner, so we have to decide whether or not we want to be seen in public with him. You know, have you ever been seen in public with them? I'm just kind of curious what the reaction is to that.
Now, people fawn. Women throw undergarments. It's crazy.
Really?
He's a
rock
star.
He's a rock star. Well, then maybe, you know, I should have said yes long ago. but he's also invited my wife, so I don't really know what that's all about. But anyway, so we're going to try to get that going next week. And I've got, as you know, I said the other day on the air, I know I've got quite a speaking schedule building up as we the longer that we're on the air. I've got the drinking liberally thing on the 21st of July. I've got the Troy Democratic picnic next weekend. I've got the Wyandotte Democratic picnic in August. So yeah, there's lots going on.
Exciting stuff.
Well, yeah, it is exciting stuff, and it's nice to know that the message is resonating with people. And I really do enjoy doing that stuff. Todd, what are your plans for the weekend?
I plan on going golfing tomorrow afternoon, and I'm also doing some volunteer work on Sunday. So
very nice. Do you want to say where? I will completely respect if you don't want to say where.
It's through the Miracle League of Michigan. They play baseball with special needs kids. It's actually a pretty cool group.
Very nice. Well, that sounds like a full weekend, and it sounds like something that, you know, giving back a little bit. Who can complain about that?
Speaking of Todd's been busy. So you picked Song of the Day?
You know, I did, and do we have time to do it?
Real quickly.
All right. Go ahead.
Todd the Intern. Song of the Day.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
There you go.
No more, no more.
Good stuff, Todd. Good stuff indeed. Well, Listen, it has been one crazy week. You know, for a short week, it felt like a full week, did it not? I mean, it didn't at the beginning, but it does now.
Power-packed towards the end.
Yeah.
And you kick off next Monday even more power-packed.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing, is and it just gets busier and busier for us, which, of course, we're grateful for. So thank you, those of you that listen to the show on a daily basis. We are growing, and we're, of course, we feel very blessed as a result of that. I want to thank Jeff and Todd for all the amazing work that they do, and trust me, they do work very hard. I want to thank all of you for reaching out to us. Again, off the air, tony@thetonyshow.org. I'm going to get out of here for now. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Again, another beautiful weekend weather-wise. Make the best of it. And that's it for me. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Despite the fact that we've had lighter than normal traffic, we do have momentary delays along Telegraph, 12 Mile to Maple. We have construction mostly on the northbound side, but also some on the southbound side. M59, Crooks to Updike, a little bit of a delay, especially because of the ramps being closed with 59 and I-75. And, of course, the Southfield Freeway closed completely from M10 to Grand River, and then only one lane open from Grand River down toward Michigan Avenue.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high 86. Tonight it'll be clear as we drop to 67. Tomorrow mostly sunny and high near 87. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and we have 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's